Heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's great to be back after a little vacation hiatus. I'm here to answer your questions and share some vital information with you on the health fronts. 877-726-8255 is our number this hour and next. We have plenty of time for calls. We're going to take a deep dive a little later in today's program on the subject of nitric oxide and how supplements can augment levels of this crucial transmitter. Also, fascinating studies that look at the effect of a Mediterranean diet on depression. We'll touch on monkeypox, an unusual case of monkeypox acquired during a dance event. 877-726-8255, our number. And we'll be taking your phone calls momentarily. We already have a few. But before we do that, let's talk a little bit about, it's the elephant in the room, COVID. But people are getting kind of sick and tired of COVID. People are fed up. Pfizer's CEO, the manufacturer of the Pfizer vaccine, Albert Bourla, even tested positive for COVID recently and is experiencing very mild symptoms. And there's nothing more reassuring than how seemingly mild COVID has been for President Biden, who certainly has some comorbidities, advanced age, and a history of some problems that might make him at higher risk for severe COVID. Well, he seemed to have breeze through it, although it's unclear what the long-term effects might be for him. Test kits are languishing in drugstores. It used to be so hard to get them. Now they're just gathering dust. People are getting sick and not even bothering to test. They're going, this just really feels like a cold, and I'm not going to bother to use one of those expensive test kits, even if they're sometimes offered for free. There's an interesting study out of Senior Sinai Medical Center that says that a staggering 56% of COVID-positive individuals didn't even know they were sick. They feel a little under the weather. They may have some mild fatigue, a cough, headaches, a sore throat, or runny nose. But it's no big whoop anymore. They're just not and bothering to test and, undergo the inconvenience of quarantine and so on. Remember the days when we used to have, like, a cold or a flu? It was not a big thing, and that's what COVID is amounting to. And then there's the uptake of the shots for toddlers, recently authorized for under fives. Well, the uptake is also under 5%. That is, it's 4.8%. So very few parents are rushing to their pediatrician to obtain the vaunted COVID vaccine for their little ones. And just this week, in a moment of seeming candor, the CDC, through its spokesperson Rochelle Walensky has said that we're sorry. We're sorry. We messed up. It was a mea culpa. They belatedly admitted failure this week, and I quote, "For 75 years, CDC and public health have been preparing for COVID-19, and in our big moment, our performance did not reliably meet expectations." You think? You know, with all the conflicting messaging about masks and the about faces and then the vaccine effort and minimization of side effects and maximization of the potential for the vaccine to quash the pandemic, and the fact that virtually everyone these days has had COVID. You know, I hardly know a person who has not had COVID, including yours truly. So it's a lot of distrust in our public health authorities. But no worries. They're taking some responsibility for this, but it really is kind of a minimal admission of failure. And what they're saying is, we're going to do better. We're going to do better next time. Just shovel some more money to us so that we can increase our bureaucracy and become more nimble in the future. And, oh, by the way, they're doubling down on their failed COVID response. They're saying that they didn't respond aggressively enough to COVID. There should have been more quarantining. There should have been more testing early. And this is really in the face of overwhelming evidence that these measures have done little to reduce the misery quotient for Americans. And clearly, it's been a terrible problem. People have died in the hundreds of thousands and even exceeding a million. There have been lots of people suffering from the long-term sequelae of COVID, so-called long COVID. But there's also been a lot of collateral damage from the lockdowns, increased risk of alcoholism and drug use and deaths not attributable directly to COVID, but deaths of despair, which some places have relatively been spared. Sweden, which was criticized in the beginning of the pandemic for being kind of laissez-faire about COVID, they had some deaths. They had a lot of people sick, but their health system wasn't overwhelmed. And the best part of it is that the kids stayed in school and they didn't suffer the deficits that people in many other countries did in terms of loss of precious years of education and socialization and wearing masks, which may impair their intellectual development. They're examples of places like Florida, which was more lax and was much criticized, but ultimately they ended up, you know, pretty much in the middle in terms of statistics. Lots of elderly people in Florida, they did a fairly good job of protecting them, and the rest of the populace, many got COVID, but, you know, not worse than other places with strict lockdowns, like California, for example. So, people are fed up, and for good reason. And the CDC is just saying, hey, send us some more money, because we need to do a better job next time. But it is a very feeble mea culpa for the enormous mistakes that they made, mistakes in judgment, mistakes in execution, that have been detailed in so many places. We're coming to the realization that in some ways we were hoodwinked about COVID. And that's really, we can lay the blame to some extent on our government officials and federal and state and local agencies and politicians. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. We put the power in probiotics. We were the first to emphasize the importance of postbiotic metabolites in creating and maintaining the biodiversity of flora in the gut microbiome for optimal digestion, gut-brain, immune, and hormonal health. Multi-year fermentation is key in producing the postbiotic metabolites that are found in exceptional probiotics like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented, resulting in over 500 postbiotic metabolites for optimum digestive and immune support. So don't rely on a simple claim that the product has 50 billion or more CFUs. That is not the hallmark of how to gauge a powerful probiotic. Instead, look for diversity. Look for fermentation. Look for postbiotics. Look for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at fine health retailers everywhere and online.
As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce the Plus CBD Relief line of soft gels. Plus CBD Relief is the ideal way to help promote a healthy inflammatory response. Plus CBD Relief is doctor formulated with recovery supporting ingredients including CBD, CBDA, and Levigin plus PEA. Relief soft gels help address minor everyday soreness, support joint function, and encourage recovery following strenuous activity. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients, and with a 90-day satisfaction guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's Relief soft gels.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Join the Cascade Theater on August 21st for one of the finest in-demand rock and roll ensembles working today, Lucas Nelson and Promise of the Real. Lucas Nelson and POTR have wowed audiences and won fans with their fiery stage performances and singular sounds, which smoothly straddles rock and roll, country, soul, folk, and R&B. This will be a night you won't forget. Purchase tickets at CascadeTheater.org or 243-8877 for a night of a lifetime with Lucas Nelson and POTR on August 21st at the Cascade Theater.
At Shafter Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shafter Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number. But before we get to your calls, it's kind of a quiet time, you know, as people enjoy the last few weeks of summer. But there is something happening on the supplement front. I want to alert you to an opportunity. There's a summer supplement sale that will be ongoing next week. You can reinvest in your wellness goals this summer with savings on supplements this Tuesday and Wednesday, August 23rd and 24th only. I'll be offering 10% off all products in my online full script supplement dispensary. That's August 23rd and 24th, 2 days only. Get 10% off and free shipping on my entire inventory of top supplements at drhoffmanstore.com. Of course, we stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. These are the very same supplements I prescribe my patients and that I take myself. It's the safest and most convenient way to purchase my curated supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast, free shipping and optional refill reminders via text or email. It's safe, secure, and includes world-class customer service. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for 10% off and free shipping for 2 days only. That's August 23rd and 24th. That's drhoffmanstore.com. All right, 877-726-8255, our number, and Camilla is from New York. She's on the line. Hi.
Hi. I've been listening to you for about 25 years. Well, from your
That is possible.
Beginning.
That is possible. That
yes,
is possible.
On the radio at night, in the afternoon, or whatever. And so when no one knows the answer, I revert to talking to you.
Okay, thanks. It's tough being me.
Right. I have a bloated stomach.
Yeah.
And it all started when I was constipated for a while, and then I'm no longer constipated. I have good bowel movements every morning, but I think I have an impacted colon. Mm-hmm.
Hang on for a second. Impacted colon would mean like an obstruction, which means things stop, you become very constipated, sometimes you experience pain and you even start vomiting. That's a medical emergency, you go to the hospital. So I don't think you have an impacted colon, but something's going on.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what, so I decided I better go to a doctor.
To a GI, yeah.
Yeah, and so what he said, okay, you know, he thought I had cancer and all kinds of things.
Well, they take a top-down approach. You know, when you say, well, I have a change in bowel habits, they go through this drill. They say, well, what's the worst case scenario? Okay, maybe it's cancer. So look, we'll do the colonoscopy, blah, 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 you know, maybe CAT scan, MRI, whatever. But presumably all those were negative, right?
Yeah, I had a CT scan with contrast.
Yeah.
And everything was fine.
Yeah.
And the only thing he found was a hiatal hernia.
Okay, well, that's like routine in people over a certain age. It's pretty, you know, it's more common than not. Okay, so when it comes to... When it comes to bloating, this is actually one of the most ubiquitous symptoms, especially in women, for some reason. Women have a different kind of GI tract than men and experience more bloating. And, that gives them a sense of heaviness, they're gassy, their stomach protrudes. And typically that may be associated with something called SIBO, small intestine bacterial overgrowth. That's an overgrowth of bacteria in your small intestine. They're mostly supposed to reside in your large intestine, but they can go upstream and proliferate in your small intestine, causing basically gas bubbles and distension. And this may also be associated with candida, which is a fungal infection that can coexist with a bacterial imbalance. And there are tests for this. There's something called the hydrogen methane breath test. It can be done by a gastroenterologist or an integrative physician like myself, and then we can determine if you have an overgrowth of these harmful bacteria, and then we can change that. We change it with diet. We change it by administering herbs, sometimes medication, but preferably not. What are you eating? What's your diet like, Camilla?
Well, it's really organic food. I have an egg every morning, organic eggs, of course. I have chicken and fish. Once in a while, I'll have grass-fed,
Okay, so you're talking the protein. The protein is usually not the problem. Are you having bread, pasta, fruit?
I don't eat pasta. I do eat, fruit. I'll eat,
Okay, so, you know, without going, I mean, ordinarily, if you were a patient in the office, I'd go through a very detailed dietary history. But what you should investigate, you see, there's a certain amount of things you can do on your own. You can do a trial of what is called a low FODMAP diet. It is a diet that is designed to reduce the proliferation of bacteria in your intestinal tract. And that diet, it's not a lifetime thing. It's just a test to see if your symptoms are alleviated. And if they are to some extent, it's likely that you have SIBO and that you can then maybe reintroduce some food selectively. But you might discover that certain foods inevitably trigger bloating. You have to do a little trial and error. But start, you can look it up. It's on the Internet, the low FODMAP diet. Give it a shot. And if, your results are inconclusive, then you need to go to, perhaps an integrative physician, because gastroenterologists, I don't know, they're more interested in finding really serious problems, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, cancer. But when it comes to ordinary bloating, they go, hey, everybody's bloated. No biggie. Don't worry about it. And they may cause you a lot of misery, but it's, they're okay with it not being life-threatening, as long as you're not in danger. They basically dismiss you, and they might say, take some Metamucil or something like that. Usually doesn't help. So, give it a shot. Try the low FODMAP diet. See if that relieves your symptoms. Sometimes excessive use of probiotics can be a problem. Certain supplements may cause excessive bloating. So we have to sometimes take an inventory. If you listen to this program, you may be on a million supplements. Some of them may actually backfire and cause the bloating to be worse. So, there's a variety of considerations in your case. And my goodness, over my nearly 40-year career, how many times have I addressed the problem of bloating? Usually we find a solution. And so there you have it. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We invite your phone calls, and we got lots more to talk about. And we'll talk about the effects of a Mediterranean diet on depression when we return.
Seconds of service.
An extension of prevention. That story next.
Celebrity Salute is a weekly podcast that features great celebrity and newsmaker interviews and their support for our troops and veterans. Everyone from Tom Hanks and Bradley Cooper to Dolly Parton and Bryan Cranston. Check out Celebrity Salute on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Alliance for Suicide Prevention of Larimer County, Colorado addresses the needs of populations most at risk for suicide by having dedicated peer outreach coordinators who work directly with those populations. One such program is for veterans, serving organizations, and connecting vets to supportive services in their communities. The peer outreach program started in 2019, and Marshall Spring was brought in as the veteran outreach coordinator. Marshall uses veterans' innate altruism as a path to prevent suicide by tapping into the person's interests and finding out how they want to be involved through opportunities to help others.
What do you picture when you think of aging well? Daily energy and vitality, a healthy sex life, maintaining your ability to heal and regenerate? Berkeley Life is dedicated to making these visions a reality. Their supplement supports nitric oxide levels, a foundational molecule supporting a healthy cardiovascular and circulatory system. It's never too early to start aging well. Head to agewellbl.com/Hoffman and use offer code Hoffman for 10% off your first order and free shipping. That's agewellbl.com/Hoffman for Berkeley Life nitric oxide support supplements. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But You'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flavonatrol's chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to flavonatrols.com. That's flavonatrols.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
You about ready for school, son?
That's okay, Mom. Dad's dropping me off.
Why?
Because Dad's ride looks awesome after the new paint job from Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center. They also took out that huge scratch and dent.
I took Dad's car to Mako at 3045 Crossroads Drive.
Oh, okay. It looks sick.
Sick?
Mom, sick means cool.
Sick.
It sounds weird when you say it.
Uh-oh, better call Mako. Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call today for your free estimate. 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. We'll take some more calls momentarily, but I want to talk about the food-mood connection. Depression is a common mental health disorder that is said to affect 350 million people worldwide. And I think that that's a gross underestimate, because a very high percentage of people in the United States are taking antidepressants. And so there have been some studies that link a good diet to better mental health. But then you could say, well, yeah, okay, people who have better mental health are more resourceful, and they have the wherewithal to be disciplined and prepare food and select food and shop. And very depressed people, well, they just kind of give it all up and just eat a lot of junk because it's easy. Maybe they use the junk to salve their bad moods. So these are studies where you could easily say correlation is not causation, but this is a prospective study. In other words, they divided a group of young males in New Zealand into two groups. One group got a placebo therapy they were just talked to, and another group got an intensive nutrition intervention. And it lasted just 12 weeks, which is not very long. So you might say, well, 12 weeks, not enough to see a difference. Well, there was a difference. There was a difference. What they found is that there were improvements in depression scores. Quality of life scores were also higher in the diet group. And in the discussion, what they say is it's not even clear what's going on, the mechanisms by which the Mediterranean diet might exert its beneficial effects on depression are complex and multifaceted. And that diet consists of lots of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, legumes, seafood, nuts, seeds, and olive oil, low in processed fast foods, red meat, and sugar. Okay, well, balancing blood sugar is very helpful. More omega-3 fatty acids are helpful. There could be beneficial effects on the microbiome, which has an impact on mood. And they're not exactly clear what is going on, but you know, this is an important tool that is just not utilized enough in the field of psychiatry. And in my opinion, virtually every psychiatrist should have a nutritionist in the office, and they should not be merely dispensing pills and sometimes talk therapy, although many psychiatrists have little time to have a deep analysis of a patient's problems. There needs to be a lifestyle intervention, which consists of diet modification, advice about sleep, and advice about exercise, which also can be a major factor in alleviating depression. All right. Have you taken your NT factor yet today? Well, I did. New research shows that NT factor lipids will improve the absorption of a wide range of nutrients, and that's a new finding. Especially those hard-to-absorb nutrients like coenzyme Q10 or curcumin, by more than 200%. So if you're like me, you're very particular about the supplements you take, but many of them may be difficult for your body to absorb. Now, you've heard me talk for years about the natural energy-producing benefits and anti-aging effects of NT factor, but now there's another great reason to add NT factor to your daily regimen. And for a limited time, here's a great offer. Buy one container of NT factor lipids powder. That's the way I take it. And get their delicious patented energy wafers free. That's up to a $59.99 value. Get the energy boosting and nutrient absorption effects of NT factor by mixing the lipids powder in your morning smoothie. I had it in my skyr this morning, and it dissolved nicely. Or on the go with the convenience of pleasant, chewable, berry-flavored patented energy wafers. So if you're traveling, if you're on the move, yeah, you got to chew the wafers because you may not, you know, have the powder available. Just go to ntfactor.com, that's ntfactor.com, or call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158. Buy NT Factor Lipids powder and get patented energy wafers free for a limited time, so stock up now. We had a call from Robert. Let's hear it.
Hello, doctor.
Hi, Robert. How you doing?
Good, good. Glad you're available. I'm scheduled to undergo a shoulder replacement in a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, I'm still dealing with a lot of pain. I've tried all the usual remedies over the counter, things like Aleve and heat and cold. I'm wondering if there's anything I can do for the next few weeks.
Yeah. Okay. So you know, when it comes to you know, pre-surgery, what I suggest people do is prehab. In other words, get ahead of it so that you're in better shape. If you're overweight, try to restrict your calories, lose a little weight, because people heal less well when they're overweight. Eat a clean diet, low in sugar. Make sure that you have adequate vitamin C and vitamin D and zinc for repair. These things can be helpful in terms of assuring greater success when it comes to shoulder surgery. Shoulder surgery is problematic. It's not as definitively successful as knee replacement or hip surgery because the, you know, little muscles and supporting structures in the shoulder are smaller. And so people have variable degrees of success with shoulder surgery. And so what I generally recommend is that when people experience shoulder problems, that they undergo a program of aggressive physical therapy. I had some shoulder problems, I don't know, 8 or 10 years ago. And what I determined to do was undergo, I was shown some exercises to do, and I do them faithfully and religiously, and I've strengthened the muscles that support my shoulder, because those muscles are very tiny, and when they're weak, the shoulder wobbles and becomes displaced and then grinds away, and eventually you experience lots and lots of pain, and then you might be in need of a shoulder replacement. So, obviously the best solution is prevention. And prevention involves, not just waiting until your shoulders deteriorate, but working to maintain their musculature so that this rotator cuff, which is a very complex structure, is strong and keeps the shoulder in place and makes it less likely that you'll develop arthritis and chronic pain. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255, our number. When we return, we're going to take a deep dive on the subject of nitric oxide. It's a signaling molecule, and there's a nutritional way to support it. This is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions. Are you concerned about high blood pressure? Meet Berkeley Life, a supplement that may help maintain better blood flow and a healthier heart. Berkeley Life is scientifically developed to boost nitric oxide, a signaling molecule that helps maintain a healthy cardiovascular system. If you're worried about blood pressure, try Berkeley Life. Head to agewellbl.com/Hoffman and use offer code Hoffman at checkout for 10% off your first order and free shipping. That's agewellbl.com/Hoffman for Berkeley Life nitric oxide support supplements.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
A This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use Auto Tempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. An important segment because there's a little molecule with the chemical name NO. So we can well say, just say no, because it is ubiquitous throughout the body and it performs a very important role. We're going to find out more about it with today's guest, Beth Shirley. Beth has spent time working with some of the world's most prominent thought leaders in nitric oxide research and has developed an in-depth knowledge of nitric oxide and its potential applications in patient care. And I look very much forward to reading her stuff. She's very, very erudite on the subject. In addition, she's worked closely with the scientific community and cutting-edge companies working on innovative nutritional ingredients and approaches to their use. She is the executive director of the Berkeley Life Clinical Advisory Board and has supported the team since January 2019. So welcome, Beth. It's a pleasure to have you back on Intelligent Medicine.
Nice to talk to you.
Indeed. Well, okay, yeah. So help us out with this subject for listeners who are unacquainted with nitric oxide.
Well, nitric oxide is a molecule, it's a gas, along with oxygen, carbon dioxide. It is a molecule, nitrogen, and oxygen. But it touches every single physiological process. It governs circulation and microcirculation, without which nothing will heal.
Indeed. And so it is a vasodilator. We know that because because of the Viagra story, you know, that it's used to dilate the blood vessels in a certain part of the body. And that's via its impact on nitric oxide. It's a phosphodiesterase inhibitor. Do I have it correct?
Well, the phosphodiesterase inhibitors, your Viagra, your Cialis, those allow nitric oxide to hang around longer.
Mm-hmm.
So those drugs will not work if there's not enough nitric oxide to even begin with. You've got to have that nitric oxide on board first.
Indeed. So there's a different approach to supporting nitric oxide, and that is by, instead of preventing its breakdown, is to accentuate its synthesis and build up by the body in a natural way.
Right. So supporting the nitrate to nitrite to nitric oxide pathway not only increases nitric oxide directly, But it also helps your arginine, NOS, nitric oxide synthase enzyme work better. Because that enzyme, by the time we're 40, the NOS enzyme is only functioning about 50%.
And, some people have 50, a genetic propensity to a weak enzyme, so they're already at risk.
Right. Well, even stress impairs that enzyme.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you've got any MTHFR genetic SNPs, which 40% of us does, that impairs that enzyme. EMF impairs that enzyme, and we're swimming in this sea of EMF.
Electromagnetic fields from,
right.
our routers and our, our internet
phones
devices.
And,
So what's interesting, I have an article that I pulled up in anticipation of talking to you. Erectile dysfunction drug may lower Alzheimer's risk. And you've heard about this, obviously, is that they talk about all these things that, these very, very multi-billion dollar drugs that crash and burn that are not affecting Alzheimer's. And yet something that's simple and available like Viagra may have an impact on the brain. Also, they did some research on nitric oxide and immunity, right? Inhaled nitric oxide for people with COVID. So, my goodness, the ramifications of this are enormous.
It is. Yes. Circulation and microcirculation especially is so critical for the brain, for healthy cognition, for preventing dementia. And they're repurposing these PDE5 inhibitors to allow that nitric oxide to hang around longer to improve the circulation of the brain. And as far as like the immune system goes, like all of the comorbidities to this virus have nitric oxide deficiency at their core.
Mm-hmm.
And then this virus and the spike protein of the shots make that nitric oxide deficiency even worse.
Mm.
So that's why we start getting the clots and these myocarditis and all of the brain fog and all of these things that have to do with the microcirculation not functioning correctly because of these little microclots.
And of course, I think one of the most important issues that nitric oxide has to do with is blood pressure. And I think it's the majority of people over a certain age, over 65, are on blood pressure medications. So it seems like a universal application to suggest the use of things that boost nitric oxide.
Right. Well, about 50% of the people in the United States over the age of 65 do have high blood pressure, and a lot of them are not being treated. And high blood pressure actually precedes dementia.
Mm-hmm. It's a risk factor, of course.
Right.
Okay, so you've been involved with the folks at Berkeley Life for a while, and so what are the advantages of their product for delivering nitric oxide? Because, I mean, you can drink beet juice. I mean, I used to do that before athletic events because there's also some thought that it increases circulation for performance. But, man, that was kind of grody, chugging down that beet juice and it's sloshing around in your stomach before an athletic event. So what are the advantages of taking a Berkeley Life product?
Well, two capsules will give you the same amount of nitrates as 5 ounces of spinach or 7 ounces of beets. And that's quite a bit. Actually, studies show that it takes 300 to 400 milligrams of nitrate to make the good physiological changes, like the change of blood pressure, the increase in exercise endurance, the decrease of recovery time. And so with the powdered beet products, those usually only have about a 2% nitrate concentration.
Mm. Yeah.
So even if you're getting 10 grams, which is 2 heaping tablespoons, you're only getting about 200 milligrams of nitrate.
Right. And I used to take those before I discovered Berkeley Life. And, they're kind of hard to mix and the flavor is a little funky. So these tablets, tasteless, obviously, as well. And I generally take them in the morning. Is that the correct way to do that?
Yeah, I like 2 capsules in the morning and then some high nitrate veggies at lunch and dinner to help sustain your levels.
Every day almost, I have, it's like a habit, I have a beet arugula salad with a little goat cheese.
Perfect.
Yeah, and maybe that's a way to boost my, you know, perpetuate the benefits of the Berkeley Life product.
Right. It helps stabilize your levels.
Indeed.
Precisely.
And yeah. So let's talk about this, you know, for athletes or wannabe athletes like yours truly. Is there any evidence that this enhances athletic performance, endurance, or strength?
Yes, there's quite a few studies showing that nitrate increases exercise endurance and decreases recovery time, because the muscle, the myoglobin in the muscle, can actually make nitric oxide on an as-needed basis if it's got plenty of nitrate stores. So if you're doing a bunch of nitrates to make nitrite, the muscle, the myoglobin, can make nitric oxide from that nitrite. So when you're exercising, you need more oxygen, glucose, and nutrients delivered to the cells, and just as importantly, the debris to be carried away.
Mm-hmm.
And the muscles can do that.
And of course, by the same mechanism that Viagra works, could there be a claim to fame for nitric oxide support products like the Berkeley Life product for sexual performance?
Exactly. We've gotten lots of feedback on that. Because it's nitric oxide is required in both men and women in order to be able to respond, to be able to feel. And in women, nitric oxide mediates lubrication. So as women, if we can't feel or respond and we're not lubricating, do you think we even think about sex very much?
Right. So it's not about erections. You know, I mean, yes, in males, that's the physiology of erection. It's via nitric oxide. But in women, that's a little bit less of an issue, but it can also play a role in sexual response. You know, I want to, before we run out of time, I want to offer our listeners this important call to action. You can access Berkeley Life by going to berkeleylife.com/Hoffman. And there's a special offer. Use coupon code Hoffman for a special on Berkeley Life's nitric oxide support products. So there you have it. And then, by the way, at our website at drhoffman.com, there's a nice article, I think it was by you, Beth, on nitric oxide for better brain-gut connection. And just briefly, brain-gut connection? I mean, what does nitric oxide have to do with the gut?
Everything. Nitric oxide mediates a good, healthy mucous membrane layer. It governs the circulation and microcirculation of the gut for absorption. It supports a good microbiome. And with continued nitrate supplementation, you're actually rebuilding your microbiome.
Well, Beth, unfortunately, we're running short on time, but we're going to do a deep dive with you soon on this subject because there's a lot more to discuss about nitric oxide. But remember, berkeleylife.com/Hoffman for a special offer on Berkeley Life's nitric oxide support products. Thanks, Beth. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/Protocol for Life Balance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, several stand out for their cardio health support, Cardio Triplex, Clinical Cardio 6, Natokinase, and Ubiquinol. Each of these products takes its own unique approach to cellular energy production, maintaining normal blood fluidity, healthy immune response to normal biological stress, and maintaining blood pressure already within the healthy range. They're available from healthcare practitioners, and they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance. That's drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance for more information and to order.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability, plus a design that's bold and protective at the same time. the Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer from legendary Direct Connection Performance Parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Grief on the campus of Indiana State University after three students, including some members of the football team, were killed, two others injured in a single vehicle accident. The crash happened early this morning near the town of Riley, about 10 miles from the university's campus in Terre Haute. The prosecution's rested their case against the 23-year-old man accused of murdering 14 students and three staff members at a Florida high school 4 years ago. After 3 weeks of testimony, defense attorneys will get their chance Monday to begin their presentation as to why they believe he did it, with hopes to get a life rather than a death sentence for their client. Russian authorities say they shot down the Ukrainian drones in Crimea yesterday.
Russian authorities say local air defenses shot down a drone above the headquarters of the Russian Black Sea Fleet in the town of Sevastopol. This comes as Ukrainian officials claim Russian forces pressed ahead with efforts to seize one of the few cities in eastern Ukraine not already under Russian control. Russia annexed Crimea from Ukraine in 2014.
Andrew Stewart reports this marks the second drone incident at the Black Sea Fleet headquarters in 3 weeks. A Gwinnett County, Georgia jury returned a $1.7 billion verdict against Ford involving a truck crash that claimed the lives of a husband and wife back in April of 2014. Jill Biden's out of isolation after twice testing negative for coronavirus.
After testing positive last Tuesday, the First Lady isolated in South Carolina, where the Bidens were wrapping up a family vacation. She was prescribed a 5-day course of the antiviral Paxlovid and over the weekend tested negative for COVID-19 twice before reuniting with the president in Delaware on Sunday. Not too long ago, the president recovered from a rebound case of the virus. Greg Clugston, Washington.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Mr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
The United States is stepping up to buy about 150,000 metric tons of grain from Ukraine in the next few weeks for an upcoming shipment of food aid from ports no longer blockaded by war.
World Food Program Chief David Beasley says the final destinations for the grain are not confirmed and discussions continue, but the planned shipment is more than 6 times the amount of grain that the first WFP-arranged ship from Ukraine is now carrying towards people in the Horn of Africa at risk of starvation. Beasley spoke Friday from northern Kenya, which is deep in a drought that is within the Horn of Africa's region. He sat under a thorn tree among local women who said that the last time it rained was in 2019. The World Food Program says 22 million people are hungry. Bernie Bennett reporting.
China says it will try to protect its grain harvest from record-setting drought by using chemicals to generate rain, while factories in the southwest waited till Sunday to see whether they'd be shut down for another week due to shortages of water. Town Hall. Apple regularly uses updates to the software powering their iPhones, and sometimes it's okay if you kind of hesitate a little bit when it comes to installing them, but that's not the case
with its latest, an upgrade that Apple released this past week to close a security hole that could allow hackers to seize control of iPhones and several other popular Apple products. Lisa Plagemeier, who's the executive director of the National Cybersecurity Alliance, says hackers most likely have already gotten into some devices.
We don't know yet if anybody has exploited this, if there are some highly targeted individuals maybe that were compromised because of this, but those stories will probably be forthcoming the more we learn about this. I wouldn't be surprised.
Plagemeier advises if you have not updated your Apple devices to do it now. Be sure to check out more on these stories by logging on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken soup, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m. with happy hour from 3 to 5. The Dry Creek Station is famous for their steamer clams. Friday through Sunday, don't miss their fabulous weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change. With our extensive training program, it's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
In your care consultant, I really appreciate you tuning in today. Thank you so much. We have an excellent program for you here today in studio. My friend and special guest, Mr. Ben Socek, he's the owner-operator of Home Downsizing Solutions. And I want to give you some contact information for Ben. It's let's give you a website. So first of all, it's homedownsizingsolutions.com. You can reach Ben at his office number, 855-291-5005. And I'm going to ask him for permission to give you another phone number, but let's not delay and bring on Ben Socek. Ben, thanks for being here today.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me on, and hopefully I'll be able to provide a lot of great information for your listeners here today.
I'm sure you will. So, Ben, I didn't want to do this without asking permission, but so many people like to just shoot a text today. Can we provide our listeners, and it's a national audience, it's coast to coast, can we provide our listeners your mobile phone number?
For today, Steve, just for your listeners, absolutely. If
okay.
they'd like to shoot me a text, I'm happy to hear from them and serve them in the best way that I can.
Okay, so here it is, and write it down. Okay, and this is only for Senior Care Live listeners. The mobile phone number for Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions, and this goes straight to Ben, okay, 402-450-0199, and you could call that one as well. But so many people love to send text. I love to send text as well, and I text Ben all the time, right? So it's 402-450-0199, or you could also call the office at 855-291-5005. So, Ben, you know, so we're introducing you again to a national audience today, and for our audience, you'll get to know Ben and love him. He's a great, great guy. So we're going to be talking about selling your house as is for cash. Okay, and this isn't one of those weird kind of popping up like weeds all over the place, you know, fly-by-night kind of companies. Okay, Ben has been in business for well over 20 years. This is a veteran-owned business, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. So this is a legit quality home buying company. So you can sell your house as is for cash without the hassle of showing your house or maybe even having strangers in your house, which frankly, Ben, I hated that last time I sold my house. I'm like, ew, somebody's in my house. That's just weird. They're walking around in your bedroom. I did not like that, I got to say. Or paying for costly repairs and updates. So, Ben, let's talk about some of the reasons that someone might consider selling their house in an as-is condition for cash with your firm, Home Downsizing Solutions.
Absolutely, Steve. Again, thank you for having me on. But some of the common reasons, first I'll talk about a misconception, I think, that especially 10 to 15 years ago, I think the preconception was that people only sell their houses to a cash home buyer because they are desperate to sell, because they have to sell. Something that's not a positive situation.
It was kind of a last resort.
Correct.
That was the
correct
feeling. That's a really good point to make.
Absolutely. And really in the last 10 to 15 years, when I, after the 2008 market correction, the economy corrected, a lot more people were coming to me that were in the downsizing, I guess, theme, I would say.
Uh-huh.
Or the adult children of parents or loved ones that needed to move into senior living. And in their situations, in most of the situations, they really didn't need or have to do anything. They simply wanted an easier way to sell a house and transition to senior living without the people coming into the house. That was a big thing.
Yep.
Maybe the house needed repairs or updating and maintenance that they just didn't have the money to do, or just didn't want the hassles with it, especially, and today that's even more so because of the contractor situation and supply situation.
Oh boy, yeah.
And so they just wanted an easy way to say, you know, here's the house. If I can transition to a new apartment or smaller home without all the people coming into my house and the hassles that can go along with that type of sale situation, those benefits were of value to them.
Mm-hmm.
That I provide to make that happen very easy, very stress-free, and especially being able to allow the people to stay in the house for 30, 60, sometimes 90 days or more, so that they're not forced or so that they don't feel like they're forced out of their house.
Yeah.
Maybe their new apartment isn't quite ready for them yet, and they don't have an exact date, but they know that they want to sell a house. We can be very flexible with their plans so that, again, we just make everything as easy as possible to transition to their new home or apartment without the stress or hassles.
And I know, and that is fantastic. I know you work with a lot of people in a lot of different situations, but I think it's important to focus in, and you mentioned it, but just to really focus in that over time, you found yourself more in a niche type of a situation of buying the house of a senior who is kind of in a transitionary period of moving from you know, living in their own house to assisted living or long-term care or memory care or maybe even just downsizing to an independent living apartment. And so you have there are some serious timing issues there. I just worked with multiple clients over the last couple of weeks. And we're trying to work out the timing of when they're going to move. And guess you've got the 900-pound elephant in the room. What are we going to do with the house? And what if it doesn't sell as quickly as we need? What if it sells too fast? And you have a lot of flexibility, and that's where you've really found kind of your sweet spot in this business of buying a house as is.
Correct. As you mentioned, sometimes in the – the market's changing now, the real estate market, but of course, the last few years, if a person put the house on the market, it might sell quicker than what the owner wanted.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
of course, most buyers, as soon as they buy the house, they want possession of it for very good reason. But in our situation, we can buy the house, but allow the seller to stay in the house, kind of as long as they want to, so that they can make that transition to their new home or apartment very easy and very stress and hassle-free.
So some are, what are some of the reasons that someone might want to reach out to your firm, Home Downsizing Solutions?
Maybe just the typical call is if it's the individual themselves thinking of downsizing, kind of just wanting to see what the process is, what the steps are, if they're just thinking about it, because downsizing in general can be a few months to a couple of years type of decision. If it's the adult children of someone that needs to do something, maybe something has happened health-wise that they have to get into a, you know, a senior care community, a long-term care community, then they just want to find out typically, again, what the process is, what we can do for them, and how the program works. And so if anybody has any questions like that, certainly call my office, shoot me a text, and I'd be happy to go over any of those options that are available to them.
And, you know, you just mentioned the two primary groups of listeners to this audience. So it's about half 45 to 65, and that would be the baby boomers with some level of responsibility for an aging parent. It could be just simply watching over them, helping them out minimally. It could be full hands-on care and everything in between. And then the other half is 65 plus, and these are folks who have retired at various levels of their retirement, and they want to learn about their options. They are calling their own shots, and they're lining up their future. They're making plans. And so, and we also have a lot of other, you know, business professionals related to working in the world of senior care, you know, physicians, attorneys, financial advisors, et cetera, et cetera. So it's really, really good idea for anyone in this market to reach out to Ben Socek, HomeDownsizingSolutions.com. Here's Ben's office number, 855-291-5005. You could also text him or reach him directly on his mobile phone number, 402-450-0199. Let's not forget about our Senior Care Live question of the week. In the traditional real estate model, you must move out of your house once the transaction is closed. Is that statement true or false? The answer coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-993-8236. That's 800-993-8236.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-993-8236.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit seniorcarelive.com. Now back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. In the traditional real estate model, you must move out of your house once that transaction is closed. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is true. The answer is true. And Ben, that is in the traditional real estate model. So you do have to move out of the house once that transaction is closed.
That's typically the way that people would expect that to happen. Understandably, if a new home buyer, especially a first home buyer, signs for a loan and they bought the house, the money is all on the line at that point.
Yeah.
Understandably, they want possession of the house. Typically, it's pretty rare that a traditional buyer will buy a house and then allow that seller to stay in the house, which in our case, as we mentioned in the last segment, completely different. We can be very flexible with a seller's possession and closing dates so that, again, they can make that transition to a new home or apartment very, very easy on their schedule.
Okay. All right. That's Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions. And it's, you spell it just like it sounds, homedownsizingsolutions.com. You can also reach him at his office at 855-291-5005. Or we have permission to text him directly or call him directly on his mobile phone number, 402-450-0199. So Ben, I'm recently visiting with someone about, you know, they were talking about, I don't want to make updates and I think we have a little, you know, some foundation repairs and everything. And I said, can I have Ben call you? And so the person I was visiting with kept saying, well, you know, I mean, I have a lot of stuff around here. They sounded a little hesitant. And I think what they are kind of pointing towards is, you know, maybe they had a lot of stuff in the house. So I'm sure that you've probably seen this in someone in a hoarding or maybe an aggressive collector, as you have mentioned before. So you can work in a situation like that where someone just has, there's just a lot of stuff. And what are we going to do with all of this stuff? Can you deal with that?
Absolutely. And we've run into that numerous times where a person really is very hesitant to want us, they'll call us, but they're very hesitant to want us to come over and take a look and inspect the house.
And there's your red flag.
and a lot of times it's really not very bad at all.
Okay.
But you know, after 25 years of being in this business and literally looking at thousands of houses, it takes a lot to worry or scare me at this point.
Okay.
I won't go into any stories, but certainly we do work with hoarding situations and anything else that can come up. So a person should not be wary of contacting us if they would just like to know their options, like to know how we work.
Yeah.
And we're not scary. we can help them out.
And so if you have a little bit of a hoarding situation, I'm not necessarily sure that my grandpa was a hoarder, but he was definitely moving in that direction, right? And so my grandmother she was just mortified. She didn't want anyone to see the basement because she said, if you're going to bring all this stuff back, he would buy three of something that he didn't need because it was on sale and then it would go in the basement. Mm-hmm. Right. And so you had a lot of this accumulation over a long period of time. And so she would have just been just terrified to have anyone see that. She would have been very, very embarrassed. So I think the message to our listeners is don't be embarrassed. Don't be afraid. It's okay. Ben has seen it all pretty much, even if it is a legitimately kind of a difficult situation. Ben, when you buy the house as is, it's as is. And you can actually remove all of this stuff from the house, and the homeowner doesn't even have to mess with it. They just take what they want. Is that correct?
That's correct. What we tell anyone is to, you know, if you want to sell the things, have an estate sale. If you can have an estate sale, give things away that maybe family or friends would like to have. But anything that you don't want to or can't move with you, obviously, if you're moving into an apartment, the size is limited. So whatever is left in the house, just leave it, and we take care of it. We've had a number of people that said, you know, I just can't leave a house like this, which, you know, that's fine. But,
sure.
What I tell them is don't worry about it. That's what we're here for, is to make it very easy for you to move from where you're at to a better place or to the place you want to get to.
Yeah. And that is just a tremendous service. It's a highly valuable service. Reach out to Ben at HomeDownsizingSolutions.com, office number 855-291-5005, or his mobile phone number 402-450-0199. So, Ben, what about some of these home, it's not really a home buying kind of a business. It's more of like a wholesale business. Differentiate just briefly between your business model and what you offer in some of these. I think we have many unscrupulous providers out there that appear to be something that they're not.
The market, and again, this might be changing because of the change in real estate market, but for the past several years, more and more people have been getting into this business, and people have been teaching this to new people getting into this business to go out. It's very easy to put up a website that says we buy houses for cash. It's very easy to run advertisements, online advertisements typically, and postcards. Everybody in this country has been getting numerous postcards to sell their house for cash.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very easy for a company to say that they buy houses for cash, but in some circumstances, they're what we term as wholesalers,
mm-hmm.
where once they get a contract on a house to buy a house, all they try and do then is to find a real buyer that they can flip that contract to.
Mm.
And so, especially in a market that is correcting a little bit, that is slowing down or cooling a little bit like we have now,
yep.
What I've heard more and more is that these wholesalers, once they get a contract, because they've overpromised, they're not the ones writing the check. They're hoping somebody else writes a check for more than what they've promised. The contract just expires, and the seller is left with a house that they thought was sold, but now they're having to wonder, okay, what do I do now? And in my company situation, we buy houses. We have the funds to buy houses. And if my company's not, we know other people that are. So we can, if you would like information about the service and want to know about a real home buyer that can help you out, we can help you out.
So just to get it straight, some of these home buying services, they have no intention of buying your home. They'll make you an offer, and then the homeowner thinks it's sold, but then they're going to go out and they're going to try to find a buyer to buy it for $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 more than they've offered, and then they make a quick buck, right? Mm-hmm. And they don't, they virtually do, you know, not much for that. But they never had the intention of buying that house, and you will buy the house or not. I mean, it's just a bottom line. You are a legitimate cash home buyer. That's HomeDownsizingSolutions.com. Mr. Ben Socek, 855-291-5005, or mobile phone number 402-450-0199. Ben, thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate the service you offer and the great information.
Thank you for having me, Steve. And if anybody would like a free copy of my book, Home Downsizing Secrets, .com, or call my office and we'll send you a copy of that, and we'd love to help you out if we can.
Excellent. That's Mr. Ben Socek. We'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Kids are back in school, and Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive knows that crowded parking lots can lead to fender benders, door dings, dents, and scratches. Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive has you covered. Mako offers free estimates. Works with most major insurance companies, and pricing is about 30% less than the national average. Uh-oh, better call Mako at 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
To Profit, the road to entrepreneurship.
Here's Joe Solomon, prosperity coach and founder of Solomor.
If you have a dream for your business to generate $1 million in annual after-tax earnings each year,
and you use that as an affirmation. But every time you say it, your ego is saying, there's no way that's happening. I haven't even got to 100,000. Well, start with the level that you absolutely believe in. And then once you get there, you can level up to the next level, to 250 or 500 and then to a million. So one is belief and two is desire. Do you have a strong desire to generate at least $1 million in earnings for your business? Or is it like, yeah, that'd be fine. I guess so. What's your level of desire?
This Passage to Profit Minute was brought to you by Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights, serving entrepreneurs worldwide.
To find a broadcast near you, visit our website at passagetoprofitshow.com.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? AutoTempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when AutoTempest.com gives you everything? AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, just want to say thanks again to my friend and special guest, Mr. Ben Socek. He is a great guy. He's a veteran. Ben, thank you for your service. Veteran-owned, A-plus rating through the Better Business Bureau. This is a legit company. Otherwise, it would not be on my program. Okay, so I'll tell you that. And Ben is just one of the best human beings that you could ever meet. Very trustworthy and very honest. He'll come in and he'll say, look, I'm probably not your best fit. I would go retail on this unless, and I could buy it, but I think you might be able to get a better deal here. I mean, he'll tell you that and it'll cost him a sale, but he's been doing this for like 20, 25 years. And like I said, his niche in the market is buying your house as is, in a situation where a senior is transitioning from their home to maybe a senior care community or just downsizing to an independent living apartment, whatever that is. You can still stay in your house even after closing. If there's a timing issue, you might need a couple of 2 or 3 weeks until your new place is available. So again, I would invite you and encourage you to reach out to Ben and see if Ben can help you out. And I provided the numbers earlier. And then, and again, you can go to the homedownsizingsolutions.com. And then he does have an excellent book that he just offered for Senior Care Live listeners free of charge at homedownsizingsecrets.com. And I would take him up on that offer. It's a very good book. It's very, very helpful. All right. So here we go.
And now, Senior Care in the News. A news report from Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting.
So we are finally starting to move out of all of the just super inconvenient restrictions from COVID-19. We're slowly but surely, and I think we're really getting there, getting back to normal. Not everywhere, not in every state, not in every situation, but it's definitely getting a whole lot better. This is from the CDC, and this was Thursday, August the 11th. CDC streamlines COVID-19 guidance to help the public better protect themselves and understand their risk. And again, from Thursday, August the 11th, 2022. Says today the CDC is streamlining its COVID-19 guidelines to help people better understand the risk, how to protect themselves and others, and what actions to take if exposed to COVID-19, or what actions to take if you are sick or test positive for the virus. So continuing to promote the importance of being up to date with vaccinations. So they're still, pushing the vaccines. And I think most people have had at least one booster. I know they're pushing that second booster. Now I'm hearing about a new vaccine that's kind of been updated for the metamorphosis of this stupid virus. Again, a virus's job is to stay alive. I'm hoping eventually this thing's going to run out of runway and crash and burn and just not have anywhere to go. But it seems to be pretty successful in changing itself, dumbing itself down. So it's the effects and the symptoms are less severe and less, much, much less deadly, but more contagious. So, come on, virus, stop that. It's staying alive so far. CDC is recommending that instead of quarantining, if you were exposed to COVID-19, remember, I've been asked about a million times, well, have you been around anyone with COVID-19? Well, if you did, you used to have to, they're saying you have to isolate and all this stuff. Now they're saying just wear a high quality mask for the next 10 days. Get tested on day 5 just in case. Okay. So that was that was really relaxed. And then if you do test positive for COVID-19, the guidelines are stay home for 5 days. And then the next 5 days, you can go out into public, but they're saying, wear a high quality mask if you need to be out in the public and around other people. Okay. And so, I don't think I'm going to read that one. And then there's some super common sense here. Regardless of when you end your isolation, avoid being around people who are more likely to get very sick from COVID-19, maybe some of the more high-risk folks. So that's kind of a no-brainer. Recommending screening testing of asymptomatic people without known exposures will no longer be recommended in most community settings. So all of the random testing, we have to test you on this day and so many times a week, et cetera, that is going away. And that is a huge change. So we are relaxing. Frankly, I think we probably have been doing this for a while. So CDC, thanks for catching up. but this is a big deal, right? So we have official guidelines from the CDC that are relaxing a bunch. This is from the New York Times, August the 12th. What the new CDC guidelines mean for you. They go on to say the new recommendations put the onus on individuals to protect themselves. Now, I wonder who has been ranting and raving and jumping up and down and saying that's how this should have been all along. Oh, maybe it was Steve Kuiker. Okay, well, anyway, let me pat myself on the back. And again, thanks, everybody, for catching up. And if you don't know, I thought the lockdowns were way too restrictive. They went on way too long, in my opinion. And I thought, we are smart people. If someone is at a major risk because of their age or one of their a health condition, maybe multiple health conditions, we're pretty smart. We're not going to voluntarily put ourselves out there in harm's way. We're going to be a lot more cautious and protective than someone else without those things. So, I think we could have done a lot of this for ourselves all along. But again, everything's kind of caught up to that. So I'm really, really glad to see that. So there are a few questions that this article answers. So do I still have to stand 6 feet away from strangers? And they're really relaxing that. They have not totally abandoned social distancing. However, the agency recommends that people may want to avoid crowded areas or maintain distance from others in order to minimize their exposure to the virus. So, again, they're kind of leaving it up to individuals to kind of protect yourself. If you're not comfortable, it's okay. do I still have to wear a face mask? So, again, you know, there's some nuance in a lot of this stuff that kind of leaves it up to the individual. And frankly, you know, I really like that. So they're talking about, you know, they recommend a face mask if your county that you're in has a mid or a high level outbreak of COVID-19. And if you're, you know, green, yellow, orange, or red mode in your particular county, et cetera, et cetera. So that's a kind of a moving target there. But the bottom line is, they're relaxing that. And, you know, my family and I, we were on some flights on vacation here recently, and I heard something that I really appreciated. They said, and to our guests on the flight today, if someone chooses to wear a mask or chooses not to wear a mask, let's just respect each other and let each other do what we think is best for ourselves. Okay, and I really appreciated that. So, you know, don't, you know, make fun of someone or give someone grief if they're wearing a mask, and vice versa. Let's just not do that. Let's do our own thing, whatever we're comfortable with, and let's just all get along and move along here. And I love that. And then, you know, my entire family, we avoided it for all of this time, and then a few months ago, one of the boys brought it home, and then the whole house just went boom, and we all tested positive. So my symptoms just felt like just a pretty solid cold, right? So, I mean, that's about what it felt like. So my doctor ordered Paxlovid, which is an antiviral, which is very, very helpful, and I'll tell you what. That was a miracle drug, at least for me. I felt like $1 million about 12 hours later. I mean, I'm out mowing the lawn in the heat, and I had energy for days, and I felt fantastic. My wife did not take Paxlovid, and she was a miserable wreck for about 3 or 4 days and felt like flu symptoms in her joints and super exhausted and all of those sort of things. So, and some people, they get it, and they're completely asymptomatic, and that's just crazy. We've talked about that as well. Anyway, the bottom line is, no matter how you feel about all of this, the world is slowly but surely getting back to a sense of normalcy, and that is a very good thing.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
It is very easy for our aging parents to become dehydrated, especially during the hot summer months. The most common signs and symptoms of dehydration include fatigue, muscle weakness, muscle cramps, headaches, dizziness, sunken eyes, nausea, forgetfulness, and confusion. Dehydration is a very serious condition. Seniors often have a reduced sense of thirst, and dehydration is one of the most frequent causes of hospitalization over the age of 65. Become proactive and make sure your loved one stays fully hydrated. If you suspect dehydration, get them to the doctor or hospital immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com. Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800 or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Poker is coming back to Wind River Resort and Casino. We are excited to reopen our poker room and bring you the thrill of live hosted poker tables Thursday through Sunday from 6 p.m. to 4 a.m. The chips are stacking up and we're going all in with a grand reopening Thursday, September 1st at 6 p.m. We are raising the limit with Texas Hold'em games. Join us for splash pots and giveaways from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. For all the details, download the Wind River app or see WindRiver.com.
And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
FCA US LLC.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at HealVets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at HealVets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-263-3403 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-263-3403. Again, 800-263-3403.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. If you have a question, visit seniorcarelive.com. All right, so on the break, I was speaking with our phenomenal producer, Alicia, and she said, now, what was that, Paxlovid? And, yeah, that's it, Paxlovid. She said, I had not heard of that. And so, so if you've not heard of that and you come down with COVID-19, and again, you may be asymptomatic, and good for you. That's a lucky break. If you're not feeling so great, ask your doctor about that. You do have to take it, and I'm not 100% sure about. But look, you it's an antiviral, so you have to take it within a certain time frame of when you tested positive. And I want to say that's 48 hours, but you can't wait a week and get it. They're not going to give it to you. It has to happen fairly quickly. After testing positive, and I've talked to all kinds of people, and they just rant and rave about it like I do, that it was just wildly effective for them. And so let me announce this. I told my wife this, and she thought it was pretty cool. Senior Care Consulting is now doing business internationally. Right. So we met over Zoom, but I worked with a gentleman in Australia, Down Under. And obviously, I'm going to be helping him with his father, who lives in the Kansas City area, find placement for his dad. But we were talking about that, and he had to put off our meeting several times because he contracted COVID-19, and he said, "I feel like I got hit by a bus." And it was just he was completely and totally exhausted. It was just complete exhaustion, and just couldn't hardly even lift his legs to walk, and so it just wrecked him in a major way. And I was telling him about Paxlovid, and it was way too late to get it. Ask your doctor about that and see if that might be right for you. And you do have to qualify for it and all the stuff, but check that out, because it really helped me, and it's helped many other people that I know, and to help them, you know, feel good and just really avoid a lot of the nasty symptoms. So, all right. So recently I've been working with many clients interested in transitioning from their home and just downsizing to a continuing care retirement community. And so if you hear the abbreviation CCRC, so many people in healthcare throw around these abbreviations like you're supposed to know what they're talking about. So I try not to do that. I'm sure I still do it sometimes, but I try to then turn around and explain what that is instead of just talking and impressing people with my acronymology. So, but anytime you hear me or anyone else say a CCRC, that's a continuing care retirement community. And what that is, it's an all of the above. They have independent living, assisted living, and long-term care. So they have the whole continuum, and it's either under one roof in a huge sprawling kind of a building, or it could be a campus-style setting where maybe you have independent living over here. There could be multiple buildings of independent living with a lot of these apartments. They could also have villas and duplexes and fourplexes, but folks are living independently, and you're on your own. You're fully on your own, but you're definitely not alone. You're around a lot of other people. You have the opportunity to socialize. There is no care. Okay, there is no licensure for independent living, but you're there, and there's no maintenance, and you get one or two meals a day prepared for you, and so there's a lot to like. We'll talk a lot more about that at a later date. But and then the whole concept, though, is you sell your house, you downsize, you move to independent living, and you kind of let your hair down a little bit, and you do your thing, and then you age in place. That's the whole point of a CCRC. Continuing care retirement community. You move into independent living, and then you age in place. And let's say a few years down the road, several years down the road, whenever it is, let's say you start to decline and you need a little bit of help with those. Here's another acronym or abbreviation, ADL, activities of daily living. Let's say I need a little bit of help taking my medicine or remembering to take it. Maybe I need some help getting dressed or getting to and from, you know, point A to point B, et cetera. So maybe I need a little bit of help with incontinence management or using the restroom or taking a shower. So these are a lot of the things that they help you with. You can transition within that same community and many times within the same building from independent living to assisted living. And you don't even have to change your address. You're with the same group, the same organization. And then if you continue to decline and you need a higher level of care, then you can transition from assisted living to long-term care. Okay, so a lot of people still refer to that as a nursing home. Now, my friends in the business of senior care, they're throwing tomatoes at me right now. No, don't say nursing home. I understand the term nursing home carries a lot of negative baggage along with it, and kind of a stereotype. Also, give most people enough credit to understand it's not the same as it was back in the dark days of the cinder block walls and the horrible urine smell throughout the entire building and the smell of cigarette smoke throughout the entire building and on and on and on and on, and people tied to their wheelchairs and just all the horrible stories that you've ever heard. Well, guess what? That just, I would say 90% of the market, that does not exist in 90% of the market. You cannot. It is illegal against the law and against all of the regulations to restrain someone, tie them down in a wheelchair. No one's going to voluntarily move to a place with cinder block walls. You can't smoke in the buildings, and very few of them offer smoking outside, but guess what? You have to go outside. So give people enough credit to understand that it's not the same. It is much, much, much improved. Okay? So that's my rant on that. I didn't really mean to do that, but there we are. So, but these continuing care retirement communities, that's the whole point of them. Some of them have an upfront entrance fee. A lot of people would refer to that as a buy-in, but it's an entrance fee. Okay? Some of them are rental only. And, well, is that as good as an entrance fee? Well, of course. I mean, it depends on the place, but it's just a different model. It's just a different approach. So some of them have what's called life care contracts. And at some point in the future, again, I'll break these down into a lot of detail. But a life care contract, essentially, they're guaranteeing your care for life in a contract. And you're prepaying for discounted future health care costs. Okay, and so you've got entrance fees, life care contracts, and then rental only, where you just pay for what you need as you go. And a lot of my clients like that, but I've had clients, interested in and move into CCRCs with all of these different upfront configurations there. Okay, so at some point in the future, we'll have a lot more information about these CCRCs. All right, I'm Steve Kuiker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Biden's conferred with key allies about Russia's ongoing war against Ukraine.
In a weekend call, the president spoke with the president of France, the chancellor of Germany, and the British prime minister. The White House says the leaders affirmed their continued support for Ukraine's efforts to defend itself against Russian aggression. They also discussed the situation at Ukraine's largest nuclear power plant, including the need to avoid military operations near the plant and the importance of international inspectors to visit the site soon for a safety check. Greg Clugston, Washington.
First Lady Jill Biden left COVID isolation after twice testing negative for the coronavirus. She tested positive last Tuesday, and while they were on vacation, took the prescribed 5-day course of the antiviral Paxlovid, and over the weekend tested negative, and then returned and was reunited with President Biden in Delaware. Mexican authorities are extraditing a wanted drug lord back to the United States.
A federal district court in the U.S. had long been seeking the extradition of Carlos Arturo Quintana, alias El Ochenta. He's now been handed over 4 years after being arrested in the northern Mexican border state of Chihuahua. Mexico's prosecutor's office says he's accused of directing drugs trafficking activities from that state into the U.S. Media reports say he's instigated much of the violence inside Chihuahua. Quintana's also been linked to the murder of an investigative journalist, Miroslava Breach, in 2017. The killers left a note at the scene saying, "for being a loudmouth," and reportedly signed by El Ochenta.
BBC's Charles Haviland reporting. U.S. and South Korea holding their biggest combined military training in years as they heighten their defense posture against the growing North Korean nuclear threat. More news, more analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Almost 2,000 workers at Britain's biggest container port launched an 8-day strike Sunday over a pay dispute.
This marks the latest industrial action to hit the UK economy. Workers, including crane drivers and machine operators, will walk off their jobs at Felixstowe Port on England's east coast. That port handles around 4 million containers a year from 2,000 ships. The strike comes as people across Britain face travel disruptions Saturday for the third day this week. Thousands of rail workers continued a summer of strikes.
That's Andrew Stewart reporting. British union leaders say more strikes are likely. A landmark social program pioneered in the nation's capital, designed to narrow the wealth gap through baby bonds, the children of Washington's poorest families would get up to $25,000 when they reach adulthood for use for college, investing in a business, or making a down payment. More at townhall.com. Tragedy at Indiana State University.
The school says three students have been killed in a single vehicle accident, including some members of the school's football team. Five people were in the vehicle when it left the road and hit a tree. Two survivors now in serious condition. That crash early Sunday morning near the town of Riley, about 10 miles from the university's campus in Terre Haute. Jason Walker reporting.
Indiana's Republican governor began to visit the Taiwan Monday following two recent high-profile visits by U.S. politicians that drew China's ire and Chinese military drills that included firing missiles over the island. Governor Eric Holcomb arrived Sunday evening in Taiwan for the 4-day visit that will focus on economic exchange, particularly semiconductors. Check out more on these stories by logging on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Driving around in a dirty car can impair your visibility, and removing the dirt from your vehicle is essential in keeping you safe. That's why you need to stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Here's a few safety tips from Quick and Clean. Clear up the clutter by keeping a trash bag in your vehicle. Keep your phone charger in the center console, grocery bags in the seat back pocket, and an emergency kit in the trunk. Just a few safety tips from Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
One, sir.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's great to be back after a little vacation hiatus. I'm here to answer your questions and share some vital information with you on the health fronts. 877-726-8255 is our number. This hour and next, we have plenty of time for calls. We're going to take a deep dive a little later in today's program on the subject of nitric oxide and how supplements can augment levels of this crucial transmitter. Also, fascinating studies that look at the effect of a Mediterranean diet on depression. We'll touch on monkeypox, an unusual case of monkeypox acquired during a dance event. 877-726-8255, our number. And we'll be taking your phone calls momentarily. We already have a few. But before we do that, let's talk a little bit about, it's the elephant in the room, COVID. But people are getting kind of sick and tired of COVID. People are fed up. Pfizer's CEO, the manufacturer of the Pfizer vaccine, Albert Bourla, even tested positive for COVID recently and is experiencing very mild symptoms. And there's nothing more reassuring than how seemingly mild COVID has been for President Biden, who certainly has some comorbidities, advanced age, and a history of some problems that might make him at higher risk for severe COVID. Well, he seemed to have breezed through it, although it's unclear what the long-term effects might be for him. Test kits are languishing in drugstores. It used to be so hard to get them. Now they're just gathering dust. People are getting sick and not even bothering to test. They're going, this just really feels like a cold, and I'm not going to bother to use one of those expensive test kits, even if they're sometimes offered for free. There's an interesting study out of Senior Sinai Medical Center that says that a staggering 56% of COVID-positive individuals didn't even know they were sick. They feel a little under the weather. They may have some mild fatigue, a cough, headaches, a sore throat, or runny nose. But it's no big whoop anymore. They're just not bothering to test and, undergo the inconvenience of quarantine. And so on. Remember the days when we used to have like a cold or a flu? It was not a big thing. And that's what COVID is amounting to. And then there's the uptake of the shots for toddlers, recently authorized for under fives. Well, the uptake is also under 5%. That is, it's 4.8%. So very few parents are rushing to their pediatrician to obtain the vaunted COVID vaccine for their little ones. And just this week, in a moment of seeming candor, the CDC, through its spokesperson, Rochelle Walensky, has said that we're sorry. We're sorry. We messed up. It was a mea culpa. They belatedly admitted failure this week, and I quote, "For 75 years, CDC and public health have been preparing for COVID-19. In our big moment, our performance did not reliably meet expectations." You think? With all the conflicting messaging about masks and the about faces and then the vaccine effort and minimization of side effects and maximization of the potential for the vaccine to quash the pandemic, and the fact that virtually everyone these days has had COVID. I hardly know a person who has not had COVID, including yours truly. So it's a lot of distrust in our public health authorities. But no worries. They're taking some responsibility for this, but it really is kind of a minimal admission of failure. And what they're saying is, we're going to do better. We're going to do better next time. Just shovel some more money to us so that we can increase our bureaucracy and become more nimble in the future. And, they're doubling down on their failed COVID response. They're saying that they didn't respond aggressively enough to COVID. That there should have been more quarantining. There should have been more testing early. And this is really in the face of overwhelming evidence that these measures have done little to reduce the misery quotient for Americans. And clearly, it's been a terrible problem. People have died in the hundreds of thousands and even exceeding a million. There have been lots of people suffering from the long-term sequelae of COVID, so-called long COVID. But there's also been a lot of collateral damage from the lockdowns, increased risk of alcoholism and drug use and
deaths not attributable directly to COVID, but deaths of despair, which some places have relatively been spared. Sweden, which was criticized in the beginning of the pandemic for being kind of laissez-faire about COVID, they had some deaths. They had a lot of people sick, but their health system wasn't overwhelmed. And the best part of it is that the kids stayed in school, and they didn't suffer the deficits that people in many other countries did in terms of loss of precious years of education and socialization and wearing masks, which may impair their intellectual development. They're examples of places like Florida, which was more lax and was much criticized, but ultimately they ended up, you know, pretty much in the middle in terms of statistics. Lots of elderly people in Florida. They did a fairly good job of protecting them. And the rest of the populace, many got COVID, but, you know, not worse than other places with strict lockdowns, like California, for example. So, people are fed up, and for good reason. And the CDC is just saying, hey, send us some more money, because we need to do a better job next time. But it is a very feeble mea culpa for the enormous mistakes that they made, mistakes in judgment, mistakes in execution that have been detailed in so many places. We're coming to the realization that in some ways we were hoodwinked about COVID. And that's really, we can lay the blame to some extent on our government officials and federal and state and local agencies and politicians. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. We put the power in probiotics. We were the first to emphasize the importance of postbiotic metabolites in creating and maintaining the biodiversity of flora in the gut microbiome for optimal digestion, gut, brain, immune, and hormonal health. Multi-year fermentation is key in producing the postbiotic metabolites that are found in exceptional probiotics like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented, resulting in over 500 postbiotic metabolites for optimum digestive and immune support. So don't rely on a simple claim that the product has 50 billion or more CFUs. That is not the hallmark of how to gauge a powerful probiotic. Instead, look for diversity. Look for fermentation. Look for postbiotics. Look for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at fine health retailers everywhere and online.
As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce the Plus CBD Relief line of soft gels. Plus CBD Relief is the ideal way to help promote a healthy inflammatory response. Plus CBD Relief is doctor formulated with recovery supporting ingredients including CBD, CBDA, and Levigin plus PEA. Relief soft gels help address minor everyday soreness, support joint function, and encourage recovery following strenuous activity. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients, and with a 90-day satisfaction guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. And use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's Relief soft gels.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California.
This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
You about ready for school, son?
That's okay, Mom. Dad's dropping me off.
Why?
Because Dad's ride looks awesome after the new paint job from Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center. They also took out that huge scratch and dent.
I took Dad's car to Mako at 3045 Crossroads Drive.
Oh, okay. It looks sick.
Sick?
Mom, sick means cool.
Sick.
It sounds weird when you say it.
Uh-oh, better call Mako. Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call today for your free estimate. 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227. To get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed. It's time to embrace American values. Our society is based on the freedom, not begging the government for permission. It's time to wake up, my brothers and sisters. Come check out my show every other Sunday, 8 to 9, Liberty Unabashed.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number. But before we get to your calls, it's kind of a quiet time, you know, as people enjoy the last few weeks of summer. But there is something happening on the supplement front. I want to alert you to an opportunity. There's a summer supplement sale that will be ongoing next week. You can reinvest in your wellness goals this summer with savings on supplements this Tuesday and Wednesday, August 23rd and 24th only. I'll be offering 10% off all products in my online full script supplement dispensary. That's August 23rd and 24th, 2 days only. Get 10% off and free shipping on my entire inventory of top supplements at drhoffmanstore.com. Of course, we stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. These are the very same supplements I prescribe my patients and that I take myself. It's the safest and most convenient way to purchase my curated supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast, free shipping and optional refill reminders via text or email. It's safe, secure, and includes world-class customer service. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for 10% off and free shipping for 2 days only. That's August 23rd and 24th. That's drhoffmanstore.com. All right, 877-726-8255, our number. And Camilla is from New York. She's on the line. Hi.
Hi. I've been listening to you for about 25 years. Well, from your
That is possible.
Beginning.
That is possible. That
yes,
is possible.
On the radio at night, in the afternoon, or whatever. And so when no one knows the answer, I revert to talking to you.
Okay, thanks. It's tough being me.
I have a bloated stomach.
Yeah.
And it all started when I was constipated for a while, and then I'm no longer constipated. I have good bowel movements every morning, but I think I have an impacted colon.
Hang on for a second. Impacted colon would mean like an obstruction, which means things stop. You become very constipated. Sometimes you experience pain and you even start vomiting. That's a medical emergency. You go to the hospital. So I don't think you have an impacted colon, but something's going on.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what. So I decided I better go to a doctor.
To a GI. Yeah.
And so what he said, okay, you know, he thought I had cancer and all kinds of things.
Well, they take a top down approach. You know, when you say, well, I have a change in bowel habits, they go through this drill. They say, well, what's the worst case scenario? Okay, maybe it's cancer. So look, we'll do the colonoscopy, blah blah blah. You know, maybe CAT scan, MRI, whatever. But presumably all those were negative, right?
Yeah, I had a CT scan with contrast.
Yeah.
And everything was fine.
Yeah.
And the only thing he found was a hiatal hernia.
Okay. That's like routine in people over a certain age. It's pretty, you know, it's more common than not. Okay, so when it comes to bloating, this is actually one of the most ubiquitous symptoms, especially in women, for some reason. Women have a different kind of GI tract than men and experience more bloating. And, that gives them a sense of heaviness, they're gassy, their stomach protrudes. And typically that may be associated with something called SIBO, small intestine bacterial overgrowth. That's an overgrowth of bacteria in your small intestine. They're mostly supposed to reside in your large intestine, but they can go upstream and proliferate in your small intestine, causing basically gas bubbles and distension. And this may also be associated with candida, which is a fungal infection that can coexist with a bacterial imbalance. And there are tests for this. There's something called the hydrogen methane breath test. It can be done by a gastroenterologist or an integrative physician like myself, and then we can determine if you have an overgrowth of these harmful bacteria, and then we can change that. We change it with diet. We change it by administering herbs, sometimes medication, but preferably not. What are you eating? What's your diet like, Camilla?
Well, it's really organic food. I have an egg every morning, organic eggs, of course. I have chicken and fish. Once in a while, I'll have grass-fed,
Okay, so you're talking the protein. The protein is usually not the problem. Are you having bread, pasta, fruit?
I don't eat pasta. I do eat, fruit. I'll eat,
Okay, without going, I mean, ordinarily, if you were a patient in the office, I'd go through a very detailed dietary history. But what you should investigate. You see, there's a certain amount of things you can do on your own. You can do a trial of what is called a low FODMAP diet. It is a diet that is designed to reduce the proliferation of bacteria in your intestinal tract. And that diet, it's not a lifetime thing. It's just a test to see if your symptoms are alleviated. And if they are to some extent, it's likely that you have SIBO. And that you can then maybe reintroduce some food selectively. But you might discover that certain foods inevitably trigger bloating. You have to do a little trial and error. But start, you can look it up. It's on the Internet, the low FODMAP diet. Give it a shot. And if your results are inconclusive, then you need to go to perhaps an integrative physician. Because gastroenterologists, I don't know, they're more interested in finding really serious problems, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, cancer, but when it comes to ordinary bloating, they go, hey, everybody's bloated. No biggie. Don't worry about it. And they may cause you a lot of misery, but it's, they're okay with it not being life-threatening as long as you're not in danger. They basically dismiss you, and they might say, take some Metamucil or something like that. Usually doesn't help. So, give it a shot. Try the low FODMAP diet. See if that relieves your symptoms. Sometimes excessive use of probiotics can be a problem. Certain supplements may cause excessive bloating. So we have to sometimes take an inventory. If you listen to this program, you may be on a million supplements. Some of them may actually backfire and cause the bloating to be worse. So, there's a variety of considerations in your case. And my goodness, over my nearly 40-year career, how many times have I addressed the problem of bloating? Usually we find a solution. And so there you have it. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We invite your phone calls, and we got lots more to talk about. And we'll talk about the effects of a Mediterranean diet on depression when we return.
Seconds of service.
An extension of prevention. That story next.
Celebrity Salute is a weekly podcast that features great celebrity and newsmaker interviews and their support for our troops and veterans. Everyone from Tom Hanks and Bradley Cooper to Dolly Parton and Bryan Cranston. Check out Celebrity Salute on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Alliance for Suicide Prevention of Larimer County, Colorado, addresses the needs of populations most at risk for suicide by having dedicated peer outreach coordinators who work directly with those populations. One such program is for veterans, serving organizations, and connecting vets to supportive services in their communities. The peer outreach program started in 2019, and Marshall Spring was brought in as the veteran outreach coordinator. Marshall uses veterans' innate altruism as a path to prevent suicide by tapping into the person's interests and finding out how they want to be involved through opportunities to help others.
What do you picture when you think of aging well? Daily energy and vitality, a healthy sex life, maintaining your ability to heal and regenerate? Berkeley Life is dedicated to making these visions a reality. Their supplement supports nitric oxide levels, a foundational molecule supporting a healthy cardiovascular and circulatory system. It's never too early to start aging well. Head to agewellbl.com/Hoffman and use offer code Hoffman for 10% off your first order and free shipping. That's agewellbl.com/Hoffman for Berkeley Life nitric oxide support supplements. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Hey everyone, Kevin Cry here. I'd like to invite you to listen to my new radio show every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. We'll be talking about everything Shasta County, family, work, recreation, and the topics most important to all of us living here in the Great North State. We'll have roundtable discussions and different guests every week to share with all of you what is going on in Shasta County. Join me, Kevin Cry, every Tuesday right here from 6 to 7 p.m. Looking forward to seeing you soon.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. We'll take some more calls momentarily, but I want to talk about the food-mood connection. Depression is a common mental health disorder that is said to affect 350 million people worldwide. And I think that that's a gross underestimate, because a very high percentage of people in the United States are taking antidepressants. And so there have been some studies that link a good diet to better mental health. But then you could say, well, yeah, okay, people who have better mental health are more resourceful, and they have the wherewithal to be disciplined and prepare food and select food and shop. And very depressed people, well, they just kind of give it all up and just eat a lot of junk because it's easy. Maybe they use the junk to salve their bad moods. So these are studies where you could easily say correlation is not causation, but this is a prospective study. In other words, they divided a group of young males in New Zealand into two groups. One group got a placebo therapy, they were just talked to, and another group got an intensive nutrition intervention. And it lasted just 12 weeks, which is not very long. So you might suspect, well, 12 weeks, not enough to see a difference. Well, there was a difference. There was a difference. What they found is that there were improvements in depression scores. Quality of life scores were also higher in the diet group. And in the discussion, what they say is it's not even clear what's going on, the mechanisms by which the Mediterranean diet might exert its beneficial effects on depression are complex and multifaceted. And that diet consists of lots of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, legumes, seafood, nuts, seeds, and olive oil, low in processed fast foods, red meat, and sugar. Okay, well, balancing blood sugar is very helpful. More omega-3 fatty acids are helpful. There could be beneficial effects on the microbiome, which has an impact on mood. And they're not exactly clear what is going on, but this is an important tool that is just not utilized enough in the field of psychiatry. And in my opinion, virtually every psychiatrist should have a nutritionist in the office, and they should not be merely dispensing pills and sometimes talk therapy, although many psychiatrists have little time to have a deep analysis of a patient's problems. There needs to be a lifestyle intervention, which consists of diet modification, advice about sleep, and advice about exercise, which also can be a major factor in alleviating depression. All right. Have you taken your NT factor yet today? Well, I did. New research shows that NT factor lipids will improve the absorption of a wide range of nutrients. And that's a new finding, especially those hard-to-absorb nutrients like coenzyme Q10 or curcumin, by more than 200%. So if you're like me, you're very particular about the supplements you take, but many of them may be difficult for your body to absorb. Now, you've heard me talk for years about the natural energy-producing benefits and anti-aging effects of NT factor, but now there's another great reason to add NT factor to your daily regimen. And for a limited time, here's a great offer. Buy one container of NT factor lipids powder, that's the way I take it, and get their delicious patented energy wafers free. That's up to a $59.99 value. Get the energy boosting and nutrient absorption effects of NT factor by mixing the lipids powder in your morning smoothie. I had it in my skyr this morning, and it dissolved nicely. Or on the go with the convenience of pleasant, chewable, berry-flavored patented energy wafers. So if you're traveling, if you're on the move, yeah, you got to chew the wafers because you may not, you know, have the powder available. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Or call 800-982-9158. 800-982-9158. Buy NT Factor Lipids Powder and get patented energy wafers free for a limited time. So stock up now. We had a call from Robert. Let's hear it.
Hello, Doctor.
Hi, Robert. How you doing?
Good, good. Glad you're available. I'm scheduled to undergo a shoulder replacement in a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, I'm still dealing with a lot of pain. I've tried all the usual remedies over the counter, things like Aleve and heat and cold. I'm wondering if there's anything I can do for the next few weeks.
Yeah. Okay. So you know, when it comes to pre-surgery, what I suggest people do is prehab. In other words, get ahead of it so that you're in better shape. If you're overweight, try to restrict your calories, lose a little weight because people heal less well when they're overweight. Eat a clean diet, low in sugar. Make sure that you have adequate vitamin C and vitamin D and zinc for repair. These things can be helpful in terms of assuring greater success when it comes to shoulder surgery. Shoulder surgery is problematic. It's not as definitively successful as knee replacement or hip surgery because the little muscles and supporting structures in the shoulder are smaller. And so people have variable degrees of success with shoulder surgery. And so what I generally recommend is that when people experience shoulder problems, that they undergo a program of aggressive physical therapy. I had some shoulder problems, I don't know, 8 or 10 years ago. And what I determined to do was undergo, I was shown some exercises to do, and I do them faithfully and religiously, and I've strengthened the muscles that support my shoulder, because those muscles are very tiny, and when they're weak, the shoulder wobbles and becomes displaced and then grinds away, and eventually you experience lots and lots of pain, and then you might be in need of a shoulder replacement. So, obviously the best solution is prevention. And prevention involves, not just waiting until your shoulders deteriorate, but working to maintain their musculature so that this rotator cuff, which is a very complex structure, is strong and keeps the shoulder in place and makes it less likely that you'll develop arthritis and chronic pain. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255, our number. When we return, we're going to take a deep dive on the subject of nitric oxide. It's a signaling molecule, and there's a nutritional way to support it. This is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions. Are you concerned about high blood pressure? Meet Berkeley Life, a supplement that may help maintain better blood flow and a healthier heart. Berkeley Life is scientifically developed to boost nitric oxide, a signaling molecule that helps maintain a healthy cardiovascular system. If you're worried about blood pressure, try Berkeley Life. Head to agewellbl.com/Hoffman and use offer code Hoffman at checkout for 10% off your first order and free shipping. That's agewellbl.com/Hoffman for Berkeley Life nitric oxide support supplements.
60 seconds of service.
A bright future shines on for veterans. That story next.
Celebrity Salute is a weekly podcast that features great celebrity and newsmaker interviews and their support for our troops and veterans. Everyone from Tom Hanks and Bradley Cooper to Dolly Parton and Bryan Cranston. Check out Celebrity Salute on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the 10th Annual National Solar Jobs Census, released in 2019, 83% of solar employers reported it was difficult or somewhat difficult to fill key roles, predominantly with a lack of candidates with sufficient training or technical skills. The good news is that the solar industry is poised for rapid growth over the next few years, and there is a technically skilled pool of men and women with diverse backgrounds ready to fill those positions. Military veterans. Veterans are currently being hired as installers, project managers, engineering, IT, and other areas where training and experience are crucial. Currently, more than 19,000 veterans are working in the solar industry.
Hey, I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more about us at GearhartLaw.com. Along with Elizabeth, we host Passage to Profit, the Road to Entrepreneurship.
Here's Joe Solomon, prosperity coach and founder of Solomore.
If you have a dream for your business to generate $1 million in annual after-tax earnings each year, and you use that as an affirmation, but every time you say it, your ego is saying, there's no way that's happening. I haven't even got to 100,000. Well, start with the level that you absolutely believe in. And then once you get there, you can level up to the next level, to 250 or 500 and then to a million. So one is belief and two is desire. Do you have a strong desire to generate at least $1 million in earnings for your business? Or is it like, yeah, that'd be fine. I guess so. What's your level of desire?
This Passage to Profit Minute was brought to you by Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights, serving entrepreneurs worldwide.
To find a broadcast near you, visit our website at passagetoprofitshow.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use Auto Tempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
The drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. An important segment because there's a little molecule with the chemical name NO. So we can well say just say no, because it is ubiquitous throughout the body and it performs a very important role. We're going to find out more about it with today's guest, Beth Shirley. Beth has spent time working with some of the world's most prominent thought leaders in nitric oxide research and has developed an in-depth knowledge of nitric oxide and its potential applications in patient care. And I look very much forward to reading her stuff. She's very, very erudite on the subject. In addition, she's worked closely with the scientific community and cutting-edge companies working on innovative nutritional ingredients and approaches to their use. She is the executive director of the Berkeley Life Clinical Advisory Board and has supported the team since January 2019. So welcome, Beth. It's a pleasure to have you back on Intelligent Medicine.
Nice to talk to you.
Indeed. Well, okay, yeah. So help us out with this subject for listeners who are unacquainted with nitric oxide.
Well, nitric oxide is a molecule. It's a gas along with oxygen, carbon dioxide. It is a molecule, nitrogen and oxygen. But it touches every single physiological process. It governs circulation and microcirculation, without which nothing will heal.
Indeed. And so it is a vasodilator. We know that because of the Viagra story, you know, that it's used to dilate the blood vessels in a certain part of the body. And that's via its impact on nitric oxide. It's a phosphodiesterase inhibitor. Do I have it correct?
Well, the phosphodiesterase inhibitors, your Viagra, your Cialis, those allow nitric oxide to hang around longer.
Mm-hmm.
So those drugs will not work if there's not enough nitric oxide to even begin with. You've got to have that nitric oxide on board first.
Indeed. So there's a different approach to supporting nitric oxide, and that is by, instead of preventing its breakdown, is to accentuate its synthesis and build up by the body in a natural way.
Right. So supporting the nitrate to nitrite to nitric oxide pathway not only increases nitric oxide directly, but it also helps your arginine NOS nitric oxide synthase enzyme work better. Because that enzyme, by the time we're 40, the NOS enzyme is only functioning about 50%.
And some people have a genetic propensity to a weak enzyme, so they're already at risk.
Right. Well, even stress impairs that enzyme.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you've got any MTHFR genetic SNPs, which 40% of us does, that impairs that enzyme. EMF impairs that enzyme, and we're swimming in this sea of EMF.
Electromagnetic
solution.
Fields from our routers and our, you know, our internet
phones
devices. So what's interesting, I have an article that I pulled up in anticipation of talking to you. Erectile dysfunction drug may lower Alzheimer's risk. And you've heard about this, obviously, is that they talk about all these things that, you know, these very, very multi-billion-dollar drugs that crash and burn that are not affecting Alzheimer's, and yet something that's simple and available, like Viagra, may have an impact on the brain. Also, they did some research on nitric oxide and immunity, right? Inhaled nitric oxide for people with COVID. So, my goodness, the ramifications of this are enormous.
It is. Yes. Circulation and microcirculation especially is so critical for the brain, for healthy cognition, for preventing dementia. And they're repurposing these PDE5 inhibitors to allow that nitric oxide to hang around longer to improve the circulation of the brain. And as far as like the immune system goes, like all of the comorbidities to this virus have nitric oxide deficiency at their core. Mm-hmm. And then this virus and the spike protein of the shots make that nitric oxide deficiency even worse. So that's why we start getting the clots and these myocarditis and all of, like, the brain fog and all of these things that have to do with the microcirculation not functioning correctly because of these little microclots.
And of course, I think one of the most important issues that nitric oxide has to do with is blood pressure. And I think it's the majority of people over a certain age, over 65, are on blood pressure medications. So it seems like a universal application to suggest the use of things that boost nitric oxide.
Right. Well, about 50% of the people in the United States over the age of 65 do have high blood pressure, and a lot of them are not being treated. And high blood pressure actually precedes dementia.
Mm-hmm. It's a risk factor, of course.
Right.
Okay, so you've been involved with the folks at Berkeley Life for a while, and so what are the advantages of their product for delivering nitric oxide? Because, I mean, you can drink beet juice. I mean, I used to do that before athletic events because there's also some thought that it increases circulation for performance. But, man, that was kind of grody, you know, chugging down that beet juice and it's sloshing around in your stomach before an athletic event. So what are the advantages of taking a Berkeley Life product?
Well, two capsules will give you the same amount of nitrates as 5 ounces of spinach or 7 ounces of beets. And that's quite a bit. Actually, studies show that it takes 300 to 400 milligrams of nitrate to make the good physiological changes, like the change of blood pressure, the increase in exercise endurance, the decrease of recovery time. And so with the powdered beet products, those usually only have about a 2% nitrate concentration.
Yeah.
So even if you're getting 10 grams, which is 2 heaping tablespoons, you're only getting about 200 milligrams of nitrate.
Right. And I used to take those before I discovered Berkeley Life. And, you know, they're kind of hard to mix, and the flavor is a little funky. So these tablets, tasteless, obviously, as well. And I generally take them in the morning. Is that the correct way to do that?
Yeah, I like 2 capsules in the morning and then some high nitrate veggies at lunch and dinner to help sustain your levels.
I have a beet every day almost. I have, it's like a habit. I have a beet arugula salad with a little goat cheese.
Perfect.
Yeah,
perfect.
And maybe that's a way to boost my, you know, perpetuate the benefits of the Berkeley Life product.
Right, it helps stabilize your levels.
Indeed.
Precisely.
And so let's talk about this, you know, for athletes or wannabe athletes like yours truly. Is there any evidence that this enhances athletic performance, endurance, or strength?
Yes, there's quite a few studies showing that nitrate increases exercise endurance and decreases recovery time. Because the muscle, the myoglobin in the muscle can actually make nitric oxide on an as-needed basis if it's got plenty of nitrate stores. So if you're doing a bunch of nitrates to make nitrite, the muscle, the myoglobin can make nitric oxide from that nitrite. So when you're exercising, you need more oxygen, glucose, and nutrients delivered to the cells. And just as importantly, the debris to be carried away.
Mm-hmm.
And the muscles, course, can do that.
And of course, by the same mechanism that Viagra works, could there be a claim to fame for nitric oxide support products like the Berkeley Life product for sexual performance?
Exactly. We've gotten lots of feedback on that because it's. Nitric oxide is required in both men and women in order to be able to respond, to be able to feel. And in women, nitric oxide mediates lubrication. So as women, if we can't feel or respond and we're not lubricating, do you think we even think about sex very much?
Right, so it's not about erections. You know, I mean, yes, in males, that's the physiology of erection. It's via nitric oxide. But in women, that's a little bit less of an issue, but it can also play a role in sexual response. You know, I want to, before we run out of time, I want to offer our listeners this important call to action. You can access Berkeley Life by going to berkeleylife.com/Hoffman. And there's a special offer. Use coupon code Hoffman for a special on Berkeley Life's nitric oxide support products. So there you have it. And then, by the way, at our website at dearhoffman.com, there's a nice article, I think it was by you, Beth, on nitric oxide for better brain-gut connection. And just briefly, brain-gut connection, I mean, what does nitric oxide have to do with the gut?
Everything. Nitric oxide mediates a good, healthy mucous membrane layer. It governs the circulation and microcirculation of the gut for absorption. It supports a good microbiome. And with continued nitrate supplementation, you're actually rebuilding your microbiome.
Well, Beth, unfortunately, we're running short on time. But we're going to do a deep dive with you soon on this subject because there's a lot more to discuss about nitric oxide. But remember, berkeleylife.com/Hoffman. For a special offer on Berkeley Life's nitric oxide support products. Thanks, Beth. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/Protocol for Life Balance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, several stand out for their cardio health support, Cardio Triplex, Clinical Cardio 6, Natokinase, and Ubiquinol. Each of these products takes its own unique approach to cellular energy production, maintaining normal blood fluidity, healthy immune response to normal biological stress, and maintaining blood pressure already within the healthy range. They're available from healthcare practitioners, and they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Senator Lindsey Graham will not have to provide grand jury testimony in a Georgia probe of the 2020 election for now.
A federal appeals court issued an order to temporarily hold a subpoena issued against the South Carolina senator. A special grand jury near Atlanta is investigating former President Donald Trump's questioning of the vote count immediately after the 2020 presidential election.
George Williams reporting. Tuesday's primary elections feature two top Florida Democrats squaring off for the right to face Republican Governor Ron DeSantis. In New York, redistricting has left two longtime House Democrat colleagues, Carolyn Maloney and Jerry Nadler, competing for the same seat. Oklahoma Republicans will choose between two Trump loyalists competing in a runoff to be their party's nominee to replace retiring GOP Senator Jim Inhofe, who has more than 4 years left on his term. Ford Motor Company's lost a major court case.
A jury has returned a $1.7 billion verdict against the automaker involving a truck crash that claimed the lives of a Georgia couple. Jurors in Gwinnett County returning the verdict in the civil case involving what the plaintiff's lawyers called dangerously defective roofs on the Ford pickups. Melvin and Vonsell Hill were killed in April of 2014 in the rollover wreck of their 2002 F-250. Jason Walker reporting.
Pakistani police filed terrorism charges against former Prime Minister Imran Khan, escalating political tensions in the country as he holds mass rallies seeking to return to office. Now, the terrorism charges come over a speech Khan gave in Islamabad in which he vowed to sue police officers and a female judge and alleged that a close aide had been tortured after his arrest. More at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
At least one person's dead as rescue workers in Iraq continue to try to reach survivors at a mosque which collapsed from a mudslide on Saturday.
This is an operation that's been going on since yesterday, right through the night. It's a difficult operation. If you see pictures of where this mosque, where this shrine is, it's surrounded by quite vertiginous mud cliffs. So it's in a very precipitous area in any case. So the emergency workers have been essentially having to do much of the work by hand.
Sebastian Usher reporting. Local officials in eastern Afghanistan and neighboring Pakistan say heavy flooding from seasonal rains left dozens of people dead overnight. At least 9 fatalities were counted so far, though the death toll is still unknown. In neighboring Pakistan, flooding triggered by the monsoon rains killed at least 36 people, including 11 dead in areas bordering Afghanistan. More news at townhall.com. Starbucks has been ordered by a court to reinstate 7 employees in Memphis, Tennessee.
The employees were fired earlier this year after leading an effort to unionize their store. In a decision, U.S. District Judge Cheryl Lipman agreed with the National Labor Relations Board, which had asked the court to intervene in May. The case has been among the most closely watched in the unionization effort at Starbucks. More than 220 U.S. Starbucks stores, including the Memphis store, have voted to unionize. Starbucks opposes the unionization effort. John Scott reporting.
In Florida, landlords, apartment managers, and real estate agents are trying to stop voters from deciding on a measure that would implement rent control for a year in the Orlando area. That is one of the fastest-growing metro regions, Orange County, Florida, in the United States, where apartment rents have been skyrocketing. Be sure to check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This Hawaiian mini-vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
And now, When Radio Was. Brought to you by Radiospirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we begin this time with the second half of a summer 1941 episode of Fibber McGee and Molly. And then later we offer up a little law enforcement, as Bill Johnstone stars in the CBS police drama, The Lineup. At the end of our last show, Jim and Marion Jordan as the McGees were planning a trip to Hollywood in order to promote their new film, Look Who's Laughing, which also featured Edgar Bergen and Lucille Ball. As we resume, Bill Thompson is about to stop by as old-timer and listen for a joke about stunning movie actress Lana Turner, renowned for her form-fitting sweaters, which riled up the censorship folks, the so-called Hayes Office. That reference will make sense in a moment as we return to the evening of June 24th, 1941.
Well, I got the trunks all packed, dearie. Did you finish with the insurance doctor?
Yes, he's all through. He's gone. All but a couple of the usual details. Hey, did you call the dairy to tell him we won't want any more milk?
No, I've been too busy. You call him.
Okay, give me the phone. Thanks. Hello, operator. Give me the whistle, Mr. Derrick. Oh, is that you, Mert?
Oh, my.
How's every little thing, Mert? It is, eh? What's that, Mert? Your sister's wedding? Oh, that's terrible. Train wreck, eh?
Oh, heavenly days, McGee. What happened?
Her sister got her wedding dress caught on one of the pews and wrecked her train. What's that, Mert? Yeah, we're going to Hollywood. Going to be stars in the cinema. Yeah. Huh? What do you mean you'll take vanilla? I says cinema, not cinnamon. Oh, okay, Mert. I'll call the dairy later. Goodbye. Now, let's see, Molly. I think we better...
Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. Now what? Come in.
Hello, kids. Say, I hear you're going to Hollywood to make a movie. Is that right?
Probably not, but we're going to do it anyway.
Why, old-timer?
Look, if you meet Lana Turner, tell her I'm knitting her a sweater, will you, kids?
Well, I think she has a sweater, Mr. Oldtimer.
Yeah. She's got 100 sweaters. And that ain't Hayes.
That's pretty good, Johnny. That ain't the way I heard it. The way I heard it, one feller says, t'other feller says. See where Fibber McGee and Molly are going to make a picture called Look Who's Laughing. Ain't that terrible? What's terrible about it, says t'other feller. Well, says the first feller, can't you just hear the critics saying, we'll bite, who is? Nothing personal, kids. I sure hope you make good, and I know you will, because other people have who can't act half as good as you can, which ain't saying much. Though personally, I think you got what it takes. Don't take too much. If it does, you can always go back on the radio, and that's what some people are saying already. Oh, now they've gone back on the radio. For shame, kids.
What on earth was he talking about?
I don't know. That old fuddy-duddy wouldn't know which end was up at a fraternity initiation. Well, now, let's see.
You better get out of that bathrobe and into some clothes, dear.
Oh, I don't want to get dressed till the last minute. Too much to do. Say, did you tell Uncle Dennis we were going away?
Sure, I told him. But you know, he hates Hollywood.
Why?
Well, on account of Sonia Henney, mostly.
Why, Sonia's a cute kid. What's he got against her?
Well, he thinks it's a crime to make all that ice and then skate on it.
Well...
Hey, folks, when are you leaving for the coast?
Oh, hi, Harlow. We're leaving in about an hour. Why?
Well, when are you coming back to Wistful Vista?
The last Tuesday in September, Mr. Wilcox. We're going to Hollywood to make a moving picture.
Yeah.
A talking picture, too.
Yeah, I know. That's what I want to talk to you about. I've got a marvelous idea for a movie story. And if you sell it, I'll give you 50% of whatever you get.
50% of a dirty look is hardly worth the effort.
Yeah, besides, what do you know about film stories?
What do you mean, what do I know about them?
Oh.
Why, I've helped write the greatest film story ever produced.
Oh, I shouldn't have said it.
I hadn't heard about that.
Molly, you've been hearing it for 6.5 years. Mm. All about how Johnson's Wax puts a film of protection against dust and dirt and dampness on your floors and furniture and woodwork.
Ladies and gentlemen, after this little lecture is over, we will pass a hat among yous after we pull it down over Wilcox's ears.
Don't mind him, Mr. Wilcox. What's the rest of the scenario?
Well, it's a very simple story, but it's got everything. Glamour, love interest, conflict, and comedy value.
Oh.
The glamour of a beautiful, well-kept home. the love of a housewife for something that saves her so much time and effort, and conflict between Johnson's Wax and the wicked effects of dust and dirt.
Where's the comedy come in, Mr. Cecil B. DeWilcox?
Well, come to think of it, it's too serious a subject for comedy.
Oh.
And anyway, with Johnson's Wax on the furniture, you can't expect to see Marx Brothers.
Oh!
You'll feel better after you rest 13 weeks.
Well, I hope you enjoy your trip, folks, and I'll see you in the fall. So long.
Goodbye, Mr. Wilcox. Have a nice summer.
So long, Hilo. Marx Brothers. Wow. That guy's going to wind up with his arm in a sling, reaching for him like that.
Incidentally, McGee, I want to hear all the Johnson Wax shows this summer.
Yeah?
You know, I think Ransom Sherman is a very funny man.
Yeah?
They're going to call him Haphazard on the radio.
Well, I hope he doesn't get too funny.
Heavenly days, we'll never get ready to go this way. Come in.
Hello, Mr. McGee. Hello, Mrs. McGee.
Oh, hi, Wimple.
Won't you come in and sit down, Mr. Wimple?
Oh, no, thank you, Mrs. McGee. I just wanted to come and tell you goodbye for the summer and wish you a very nice vacation.
Well, thanks, Wimple. You going away yourself?
No, I don't think so. I should go away for my health, but my wife doesn't want me to.
Well, why don't you go away if it's for your health?
The healthiest thing I can do, Mrs. McGee, is not argue with my wife. Well, it was on a vacation trip that I met her, you know.
Oh, on a vacation trip. That's very romantic.
Yes. She was paddling a canoe and it tipped over. I swam out and rescued her.
Oh, that's wonderful. A hero.
That was very brave of you, Mr. Wimple.
Yes. Sometimes I wish I had it all to do over again. Well, goodbye for now.
Oh, don't be in a hurry, Wimple. Stick around and breathe the air of freedom for a while.
Oh, I simply can't, Mr. McGee. I'm working tonight, carrying water for the elephants, you know.
Oh, is there a circus in town?
What?
Is there a circus playing here?
Oh, no. The elephants.
Uh-huh.
That's the name of my wife's softball team. I carry water for them. Well, do have a nice trip and goodbye.
Mr. Wimple, he has a fairly cheerful outlook for such a henpecked little fella.
Well, that's easily explained. He's been under his wife's thumb so long, he's looking at the world through rose-colored nail polish. Hey, we better get busy, Molly. Our train leaves in 25
minutes.
Well,
I'm all ready, McGee. I just want to shut off the refrigerator.
Say, what is this anyway? We may not enjoy packing up, but the front door's getting an awful bang out of it. I can... Come in.
Hi, mister.
Oh, hello there, little girl. I haven't got time to talk to you now.
Why?
Well, we're packing up. That's why we're going away for a vacation.
Gee, what you want to go away for? I had mine right here.
Oh, have you had your vacation?
Sure. Right here on my arm, see? It hurt like 62.
That's a vaccination. I was talking about vacation.
Oh. Well, where are you going on your vaccination? Where are you?
Hollywood, sis. We're going to be in a movie.
Gianna?
Uh-huh.
Hey, will you send me a photograph of my favorite actor when you get out there, mister? Will you?
Why, certainly, sis. We'll be palling around with all them big stars. You'll be seeing pictures of me posing in front of my swimming pool, riding around in a big limousine, sailing around on a yacht with the big shots. So name your star, sis. I'll get his photo for you.
Anybody, mister?
Anybody. Name the biggest star you can think of, and I'll bet within 3 weeks, me and him will be wearing each other's clothes. Eating all our meals together, going to nightclubs together. Going for long walks, posing for publicity shots together. Why, me and him, whoever he is, will probably be known as the Damon and Pythias of Hollywood.
Oh, gee, that'll be wonderful, mister.
Yeah.
Send me a picture of him wearing your clothes, will you?
I don't know what's so hysterically funny about that, sis. Who is your favorite star?
Gene Autry's horse. So long, mister.
You're listening to Fibber McGee and Molly. We'll be back with more of our story right after this.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Jump so high.
Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino to see the award-winning Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. The Nitty Gritty Dirt Band remains one of the most accomplished bands in American roots music.
You and me go fishing in the dark.
This high-energy show will fill the event center Friday, October 7th. Tickets start at $30.
Plus fees. Must be 21 to attend.
Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WindRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul. In your soul, in your soul. A century of dreams haunted the loggers and the cowboys. Double crossed by Old Sack and Salem. They cursed rough roads, hauling their loads, but they did their best to deliver.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
I won't see my little chum until last week in September, and I refuse to quarrel with him. My goodness, I'll miss you, little pal.
Yeah. Shucks, the Spanish serenader's coming out in him.
What are you after anyway,
Gildersleeve? The use of our lawnmower for the summer?
What did you say?
I said, what are you after? The use of our lawnmower for the summer or something?
In the first place, it isn't your lawnmower. It's mine. And in the second place...
What do you mean, it's your lawnmower? Just because I let you borrow it once or twice?
That's all right, McGee. I was glad to get it back, if only for a day or so.
He's right, McGee. It is his lawnmower.
Oh, yeah? It's my lawnmower, and I can prove it. I know exactly where the bill of sale is.
Where?
Right here in the hall closet.
I straightened it out this morning, dear.
Well, where's that bill of sale?
Okay, so it's your lawnmower. Take your old clover clipper, Gildersleeve. I'm a movie actor now anyway. I ain't mowing my own lawn anymore.
You're not, eh? You probably will be too busy at that.
Yes.
Mowing other people's lawns.
You don't seem to have much faith in McGee's future in Hollywood, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Mrs. McGee, if all his fans were gathered in one spot...
Yes?
They wouldn't make enough breeze to ruffle baby Sandy's hair ribbon.
You wait, Gildersleeve. You'll be reading in the papers about me. Hometown boy makes good.
Read the rest of it, McGee.
Huh?
Hometown boy makes good time hitchhiking home from coast.
Now you look here, you
people. All right, boys, that's enough. Do you realize we only have a few minutes to catch our train, dearie?
Oh, boy, that's right. Go on home, Gildersleeve. Can't you see you're holding us up?
That's all right. If I have to pay more than a dime to see you in the movies, you'll be holding me up. Have a nice trip, Mrs. McGee.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Gildersleeve, and goodbye.
Goodbye, little chum.
So long, Truckee.
Got to hurry like everything. You sure you got the railroad tickets?
Yes, I got the tickets. Here, you see? Did you send for a taxi cab?
Yes, it ought to be here any minute. Now, how about the trunks? Are they on the way to the station?
Shucks, they're all in the baggage car by this time. I sent them trunks down there long ago.
You did?
You got to hand it to me, Molly. I'm efficient at this traveling business. I think of everything.
Well, I guess you do at that, dearie. Now, hurry up and get out of that bathrobe and into some clothes. We've got to go.
Okay, I'll run upstairs and...
What's the matter?
Oh, my gosh. I ain't got any clothes. I packed them all in the trunk.
Oh, heavenly days. How are we going to... There's the taxi cab. What are we going to do?
Oh, I don't know. I can't go to the station in my bathrobe.
Oh, hand me the phone, quick. Hello, operator? Give me the Union Station. No, Mert. I haven't time for one of those now. Get me the Union Station. Hello, Union Station? Mrs. McGee calling. We're leaving on the train in 10 minutes for the coast. And my husband...
Oh, boy, am I sick.
My husband is sick, so have a wheelchair meet us at the taxi entrance. Thank you. Get your hat, dearie. I'll get a blanket.
Yeah, give me some face powder. I want to look pale.
Okay. Come on, McGee. Hollywood, here we come. The hard way.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, we want to thank all of you for your wonderful support and encouragement during the past year. It's people like you who make people like us like people like you.
And we wish the new Johnson Wax Show, Haphazard, starring Ransom Sherman, all the success in the world. We think the sponsor has made a great choice in him, and he's made a great choice in sponsors. Don't you think so, McGee?
I don't know.
What? After all the Johnson Wax people have done for us? What's the matter with you?
Well, take a look. Almost 7 years on the air for them, and what have I got? No pants.
Oh, my.
Good night.
Good night, all.
This is Harlow Wilcox, speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax Finishes for the home and for industry, inviting you to be with us again next Tuesday night for the premiere of the new Johnson summer show, Haphazard, starring Ransom Sherman. And we remind you that America's first line of defense is you and your support. So invest to the best of your ability in defense savings bonds. Good night.
Yes, a season finale episode from June 24th, 1941. As you heard, the summer replacement series that year was headed up by Ransom Sherman. Well, he also appeared on Fibber McGee and Molly in the role of Uncle Dennis. The film being promoted came to theaters in November of 41, and a couple more Fibber McGee and Molly movies would follow. Here We Go Again released the following year, and then Heavenly Days, which came to theaters in 1944. I'm Greg Bell, and in that season finale episode, you also heard Harold Perry as Gildersleeve, and Jim Jordan as Fibber called him the Spanish Serenader. Well, that was an inside joke, because that was the moniker that Perry used early in his radio singing career. In reality, Perry was a descendant of a different nation on the Iberian Peninsula. He was Portuguese, not Spanish. Up next on When Radio Was, we'll depart the comedies and return with the police drama, The Lineup, right after this.
Sam Spade Detective Agency.
Steely, seasoned, smart alecky. The storied San Francisco snooper is back. Share the exciting exploits of Dashiell Hammett's famous gumshoe with Radio Spirit's thrilling 8-hour CD collection, The Adventures of Sam Spade, Lawless.
In most murder cases, there are too many suspects, too many motives, and too many clues from the very beginning. I've been on this one 3 hours, and I succeeded in turning up no suspects, no clues, and the most shameful thing of all, I had lost the body of the victim.
As crass as he is charismatic, this dynamic detective attracts a curious clientele. There are gentlemen who tend to drop dead.
He was hugging the carpet between the front and rear seats, and when I nudged him, he didn't move. He'd been shot at closer range than Gordon Martini, and the killer had used only one slug. It was planted in the base of his brain.
And there are ladies who are drop-dead gorgeous.
The only thing wrong with Sugar Cane's dance was her dancing, but the customers didn't seem to mind, and I didn't either. It was a pleasure to size her up carefully, as I would have felt obliged to do anyway in my professional capacity.
For a limited time, The Adventures of Sam Spade, Lawless, is being made available to our listeners at 60% off the regular price. Get 16 of the series' most madcap capers on 8 compact discs for only $12.78. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code SAM77 to save yourself some money.
Money's not what I really want.
What do you want?
Someone I can trust.
Me too, sugar.
Oh, Sam, you're what I want. Say you want me too. Please say it.
We will say that this offer ends soon. So order The Adventures of Sam Spade, Lawless, today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code SAM77.
Good night, Sam.
Good night, sweetheart.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
60 seconds of service.
Great memories on the cold front hunt. That story next.
Celebrity Salute is a weekly podcast that features great celebrity and newsmaker interviews and their support for our troops and veterans. Everyone from Tom Hanks and Bradley Cooper to Dolly Parton and Bryan Cranston. Check out Celebrity Salute on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
A crisp Eastern Shore Maryland morning greets the sunrise on this last regular waterfowl hunting day of the year. This stretch of the Atlantic Flyway has some of the best waterfowl hunting in the world, but it's not just the hunting that creates memories. This year, Maryland's Natural Resources has added a veteran hunt to this as well. So now, not only can those 16 and under enjoy this beauty, active members of the armed forces, including active National Guard and Reserves, may go hunting as well. Philip Clark is a veteran and has helped with excursions for veterans before. He says to see the happiness it brings to guys like that, it's an experience I'll never forget.
Welcome back. I'm Greg Bell, and now, as promised, it's law enforcement time. The lineup was CBS's answer to NBC's Dragnet. It starred Bill Johnstone as Lieutenant Ben Guthrie, with Jack Moyles as Sergeant Carger. This example also features Martha Tilton as Beth Leonard, with Hi Averback, Peter Leeds, Vic Perrin, Howard McNear, Sidney Miller, and Virginia Gregg. It's produced and directed by Gregg's husband, Jaime Del Valle, and is from July 1st, 1952.
Ladies and gentlemen, we take you now behind the scenes of a police headquarters in a great American city, where under the cold, glaring lights will pass before us the innocent, the vagrant, the thief, the murderer. This is The Lineup. Hey, you look beat.
No, it's this cold. I've had it a week now. Can't seem to shake it. Getting me down. Now, what's his name here?
Barksdale?
Yeah.
No, not yet.
No. Well, I'll be against the wall with Asher.
When he comes in, I'll send him over.
Yeah.
See you later, Ben.
Right. What do you say, Ben? Not much tonight. How's the cold? Oh, it's the same. Just trying to keep my head clear. This thing does pretty well.
May I have your attention, please? You people out there on the other side of the wire in the audience room, may I have your attention, please? Thank you. My name is Carger, Sergeant Pete Carger. I'll explain the lineup to you. Each of the suspects you'll see will be numbered. I'll call up a number, their name, and charge. If you have any questions or identifications, please remember the number assigned to the prisoner as I call his name. If you're sure or not too sure of the suspect, have him held. The questions I ask these suspects are merely to get a natural tone of voice, so do not pay too much attention to their answers, as they often lie. All right, bring on the line. All the way to the end of the stage, boys. That's it. Keep moving right across. Now turn and face the screen. Heads up, eyes straight ahead, hands out of your pockets. Step out to the circle when I call your name. Okay, number one, John Carlisle, armed robbery. Where do you live, John?
1145 Sherman Street.
What is that? Rooming house, apartment, motel, what?
An apartment.
Where you from, John?
Here, I lived here all my life.
A little straighter, son. Keep your head up.
That's right.
What do you do?
I'm an electrician.
Where do you work?
No place right now.
Anyone arrested with you?
Yeah.
Well, who?
A couple of guys, Quinlivan and Steele.
Howard Quinlivan and Robert Steele?
Yeah.
17 and 18. Hey, friends of yours, John?
No, not particularly.
They had the same address on Sherman Street as you gave.
We lived in the same apartment, but we weren't very friendly.
You drive a car?
Yeah, 49 Merton.
Sedan, coupe, what?
Great sedan.
Okay, step back. Number two, Claire Burness, burglary. Over to the circle, Claire.
What was that, sir?
Step over to the circle, Claire. You've done this before. Come on, come on.
Where do you live? Sure. Yeah.
Talk right out. Big room. Everybody wants to hear you. Oh. You live someplace, don't you?
Oh, yes. I'm no vagrant. I live at the Seacoast Hotel. Boy, got me a nice 75-cent room there. It's over on the Arapahoe on 27th. But, of course, the plumbing...
How long you live there, Claire?
Three. Oh, it's nice.
Where'd you live before that?
Well, across the street.
Well, what address?
2314 North, 27th. My wife still lives there. We're breaking up.
Sorry to hear that. What's your business, Claire? What do you do for a living?
Oh, nothing.
Stand up there. You own a car?
Oh, no. I don't own a car. I don't know how to drive.
Any weapons when you're arrested?
No, nothing like that.
What about the .22 automatic? That's a weapon, Claire.
No. They got it all. I just found that thing. That .22's no weapon.
Since when?
Well, I found it in the garbage can when I was out walking. I was going to make a cigarette lighter out of it. It's such a little gun. It looked nice in my coffee table.
It was fully loaded when the officers took it from you.
Was that gun loaded? Honest.
That's what the officer's report says right here.
Well, are you sure about that?
Yeah.
I wonder if I could just see that thing. Just
well, stay there.
Well, I just wanted to see it there. Oh, man, that's...
Get back there. Now, go on. Number
leaving.
Three.
I think I'll go home, doctor, up and hit the sack.
Up to the circle, Alvin. Then. Talk in a good, loud voice. Where do you live, Alvin?
Ben. This is Pete. Sorry to wake you. Cold any better?
About the same. What time is it?
Oh, 5:30. Ben, something's come up.
Oh, what?
You know Beth Leonard, the singer?
No. Nightclub singer?
Yeah. Somebody robbed and killed her husband.
Okay. Pick me up.
Hi, Ben.
Hi.
He's over here. Beaten to death. Looks like somebody killed him in a car and dumped him off here. Officers Gerard and Johnston found the body.
Oh, complaint?
No, routine patrol.
Did they see anything?
No, they're covering the ground now.
Oh. Hi, Ben.
Hello, Doc. Somebody sure gave him a working over.
Yeah.
Hasn't been dead more than a half hour, Ben. Nothing more I can do until we get him downtown.
Okay, wrap it up.
Right, Ben. Okay, boys, take him away.
No weapon around?
Nothing.
Who identified him?
No one yet. Found this empty billfold in the alley. Had his name and driver's license. No money.
Now, let me see that. Ripped part way open.
Yeah. Watch and ring missing, too.
Henry Leonard, huh? 22161 Cherry Hills Drive. About six blocks away. Anybody talk to Mrs. Leonard yet?
Yeah, Asher went over and got her. She's over there in the car.
Okay.
Ever hear Beth Leonard sing?
No. Yeah, I think I have it then. She sure won't have anything to sing about tonight.
No, not much.
Hello, Ben.
Hi.
Mrs. Leonard.
Yes?
This is Lieutenant Guthrie.
How do you do?
Hello.
Did you see...
Yes, I saw him. That's Hank, all right. Or what's left of him. I don't think I'm going to be able to...
Hi, sir.
I got it. Yeah, Ben.
See if Dr. Gerson's still here.
Right.
I'm singing at the Deauville now, and Hank came by tonight for the last show. We closed about 2, and then we had something to eat. Then we went out to the house.
Mm-hmm. And what time was that?
Oh, about 3:30, I guess. 4:00.
Gone.
That's all. Hank left about 4. We talked a while at the house, and then he left. Hank didn't live here. He's been in Florida the last 2 years. He just came in town Sunday night. We're separated.
I see. When he left you at the house this morning, where was he going?
Back to his hotel, the Delvey.
Was he driving?
No. I offered him the car, but he said he'd rather walk. Why would anybody kill Hank?
We're pretty sure the motive was robbery, Mrs. Leonard.
Robbery?
Yes. There was no watch or ring on the body, and his wallet had been empty.
Oh, he had a beautiful watch. Just a beautiful watch that he loved very much.
Can you describe it?
It had Roman numerals and a white gold case. It was a Gerard.
Any engraving on it?
His initials, H-A-L.
H-A-L. Don't happen to remember where he bought it, do you?
I bought it for him on his birthday 4 years ago. It was the Wentz Jewelry Company.
Any other valuables he might have had on him, Mrs. Lennon?
Just his ring. It was a plain gold wedding band. He still wore it.
Anything outstanding about the ring? Engraving?
No.
Okay. Anything else?
No. May I have a cigarette?
Oh, sure. Here.
Thank you.
We want to cover every possibility, Mrs. Leonard. Can you think of anyone who might have had reason to want to kill your husband?
No.
Did he have any enemies in town?
No. Why?
The way it looks now, somebody just waylaid him and robbed him and killed him. But it's pretty far from your house to his hotel, Mrs. Leonard. Almost 20 blocks.
Well, I can explain that. Hank said he felt like walking. He was in town to talk about our divorce. I've been thinking of marrying someone else.
I see. And that's why he met you at the Deauville?
Yes, to straighten out some things. It was beginning to drizzle when he left. I looked out the window and watched him go down the street. He looked kind of lonely.
What about the weapon, Doc?
Blunt instrument is about the best we can do for you, Ben.
Any way you can narrow it down?
I don't know. Maybe something to this. It just came from the crime lab. Probably a copy on your desk now.
I found some flakes in the wound. The specimen I sent to the lab's been analyzed. On the spectrograph, they found out it was a substance called ANSYS, corrosive protective product made by Union Petroleum.
Well, what's it used for?
Well, to spray tools and metal that might be out in the weather a lot. Like in a filling station. A lot of tools in the new cars have it.
Well, that might help.
You pick up anything out there?
Oh, nothing. No tire marks, no footprints.
Mm-hmm. Toughy, huh?
Yeah, looks like it.
Well, somebody's car might have a little blood on it. Oh, excuse me.
Mm-hmm. Pawn shop detail has the watch and ring on the hot list.
Oh.
That's about all we have to work on now.
Yeah.
For you, Ben.
Oh. Thanks. Guthrie?
Ben, I'm at 22178 Cherry Hills Place, across from Beth Leonard's house, about six houses down.
22178? Yeah. What's up?
Checking the story about Leonard walking home. Lady, Mrs. Sheridan saw somebody pick him up when he left the house.
Does she know who it is?
Well, she says it looked like Beth Leonard's boyfriend, James Brewer.
Okay, we'll check it out.
And that wraps up the first act of The Lineup. We'll be back with more after this short break.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Over the past month or so, we've been learning about the Intel vPro platform for IT professionals to help them become the IT heroes for their organization. Computers with the Intel vPro badge verifies that it ticks all the boxes for performance, stability, manageability, and security. When it comes to security, Intel's Matthew Harrison says there are several components.
Because there are so many, we actually group things in this topic of hardware shield. Below the OS security, I think of that time before the operating system actually comes up. Application and data protection, the virtualization layer, and then this advanced threat protection while the operating system is running. Hey, is there anything we can do to protect against attacks that may be surfacing?
Learn more about the Intel vPro platform at intel.ca/ITHeroes.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-993-8236. That's 800-993-8236.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-993-8236.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
And now, let's get back to The Lineup on When Radio Was.
Ah, it's crazy. I was right here in bed.
Any way you can prove that, Mr. Brewer?
Prove I was in bed? Lord, no, I was here, that's all. I was home and in bed by 11 last night. I don't quite understand why you're here.
Just checking.
You drive a 51 Cadillac sedan?
That's right. Black?
Mm-hmm.
This witness said it was your car.
Well, a lot of people have cars like that. It wasn't mine.
Well, now, I understand we have to look into all these things.
Sure, I understand. You want to come in here?
Yeah. Where were you last night before you came home?
Working. I own a club out on Lincoln Highway.
Anybody there see you leave?
Sure, Charlie Monroe, my manager.
And you came right home, went to bed?
Yeah.
You knew Henry Leonard?
Sure, I've known him 10 or 12 years. Knew him before he married Beth.
Were you on good terms with him?
What do you mean? I think so. Good terms you can be with a husband of the woman you're going to marry. Look, Beth and Hank broke up 2 years ago. They never could work things out. Beth asked Hank to come back in town, talk about a divorce. That's why he was here. Beth and I wanted to get married.
Yeah. Did you see him while he was in town?
Yeah, Sunday night. We all had dinner here.
Did you talk about the divorce?
Yeah. Hank said it was all right with him if that's what Beth wanted.
Sunday the only time you saw him?
That's right. I know you have to look into all sorts of things, but I didn't kill him, if that's what you're driving at.
You own a raincoat, Mr. Brewer?
Sure. I'd
like to see it.
I sent it to the cleaners a couple days ago.
You remember what cleaners?
Windsor. Why?
Just want to look at it.
Now, listen, you two. I'm no criminal. I have no record. I've never been in trouble with the law. You have no reason to inquire into my personal life and the things I do. I've been pretty nice to you up to now, but I won't stand for this. I have a lawyer who might be able to make something out of your accusations.
We aren't making any accusations, Mr. Brewer. Just looking for the facts.
Well, look for them someplace else. This is my home, and until you have a warrant or something, you have no right to come
here.
Don't
ever tell a police officer working on a homicide that he has no right to make inquiries. We'll contact you later.
What do you think, Ben?
Pretty big guy.
Yeah.
Hi. His car's in the garage, Ben.
You got a chance to look at it?
Yeah. The jack handle's missing.
Miss Leonard?
Yeah, that's right. Police.
Please. Oh, certainly. Well, she's just finishing up now. Can you wait?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. How about the bar?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And now, because you've all asked for it, here it is again. Your favorite and mine.
This lovely day will lengthen in. We'll say goodbye to all we've ever had. Alone, where we have walked together, I'll remember April and be glad. I'll be content. You loved me once. In April, your lips were warm, and love and spring were new, but I'm not afraid of autumn and her sorrow, for I'll remember April and the fire will dwindle into glowing ashes, for flames and love live such a little while. I won't forget, but I won't be lonely. I'll remember April and
you sure can do it, can't you?
Sure can. Well, my kid has a record on that one.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, did you see this?
Huh? What?
Cover $10 per person.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here she comes.
Yeah.
Hello, Lieutenant.
Hello, I hate to bother you again, Miss Leonard, but we have to talk to you.
Again?
I'm sorry, Miss Leonard, but it's necessary.
Well, not here. We can use Mr. Hansen's office. He did want to walk home. I told you that before.
Well, we know.
Well,
was there any trouble about the divorce?
No trouble at all. Hank was very sweet about it.
Had he taken any legal action?
He was going to see a lawyer this morning.
Do you know if Mr. Brewer and your husband had any words about this divorce situation?
No, no. Hank and I have been separated for such a long time. No, Mr. Brewer told me not to answer any more questions.
Well, I wish he hadn't told you that, Mrs. Lennon.
He said you had no right to annoy me or him. I think he's right. You said you thought my husband had been robbed and killed. What are you trying to find out now? Mr. Brewer's no killer or thief. I'm certainly not.
Well, we have to check out everything. We want to find out who killed your husband, that's all, Mrs. Lennon. A witness claims she saw your husband get into a car like the one Mr. Brewer drives. She says Mr. Brewer was driving it. We're here to find out if you know anything about that.
I don't know anything about it, and I don't think I'll answer any more questions.
You sure we should look at it differently, Mrs. Lennon?
I told you, no more. Absolutely. Hello? Lieutenant.
Thanks. Guthrie?
It's me, Ben. Brewer hasn't been able to explain the jack handle missing from his car. We have him here still talking to him, but it may not be Brewer.
Huh?
Asher just called in. A big guy just pawned the watch that was taken from Leonard's body.
Where?
Bob Bomash's pawn shop, 18th and Curtis.
We'll meet him there. There's Asher.
Yeah.
Hi, Ben.
Hi.
Hi. He left the shop about 4 minutes ago. Bomash gave me a pretty good description. 6'2", brown suit, 190, no hat. He must be around here somewhere.
Yeah, what's the story?
Well, the pawn shop detail was in Bomash's place this morning. It was still fresh in Bomash's mind when the suspect came in. He signed the buy book, Harry Long. Here's the watch.
Uh-huh. Movement and case numbers check out?
Yeah.
Well, this puts Brewer in the clear, huh, Ben?
Yeah. Now we have to get this one.
How do you want to work it, Ben?
We'll lay it out every intersection for 6 blocks, every alley. Now, let's get some more cars down here. This sounds like our boy, and I want him.
Unit 33K, code 1.
Been an hour now, Ben.
I know. He's in the area somewhere. He could be in any one of those stores.
Might live around here, too.
66 at 205 at 617 Manning. See the woman?
I'll check in.
Yeah.
13K to unit 17K. Come in.
17K to 13K. Go ahead, Ben.
You do any good yet?
Nothing, Ben. I'll check it around.
Ben?
Hmm?
Going into market town with the packages, huh?
That's the description. Just spotted man answering description of suspect. Now entering southeast entrance of market town. Call it out. Cover every entrance, every street. Pete and I are going after him.
Market town, roger.
Let's go. Pardon me, please. Pardon. Sorry.
Sorry.
Pardon me.
He's going for the parking lot.
Yeah, come on.
Ben, that 49 caddy's his.
Yeah. Mr. Long?
Huh?
Your name Harry Long?
No, you got the wrong fellow, mister.
Police officers.
Now, what is this?
This your car?
Well, yes. Hey, listen,
We better go where we can talk. Come on.
What about it?
You pawned this watch a few minutes ago, Mr. Long. We'll talk about it for a starter.
No, we
watch it, Ben.
I got him. Yes.
All right.
Be smart. Be smart.
Easy now.
Okay.
Yeah. Atta boy. Okay, Ben.
I'll come with you, but I ain't done nothing.
For a man who hasn't done anything, you fight pretty hard.
Okay, Ben?
Yeah, he's yours.
All right, come on.
Now, wait a minute. You've got nothing on me. You've got nothing on me.
Ben, huh? These look like bloodstains to you?
Yeah. Better phone in. Tell him to let Brewer go.
Lineup, starring Bill Johnstone as Lieutenant Ben Guthrie with Jack Moyles as Sergeant Pete Carter, was written by E. Jack Newman with music by Eddie Dunstetter. Martha Tilton was featured as Beth Leonard. Others in the cast were Hi Everback, Peter Leeds, Victor Perrin, Howard McNear, Sidney Miller, and Virginia Gregg. The lineup is produced and directed in Hollywood by Jaime Del Valle.
lineup from July 1st, 1952. Actress Martha Tilton first came to fame as a big band singer, best known for working with the King of Swing. That legendary musician was one of the tallest in the business. He stood about 6.5 feet tall. His instrument of choice was the clarinet. I'll identify the King of Swing and then wrap up when radio was right after this break.
MusicRewind.com is serving Cafe Culture 100 songs to enjoy with your coffee. A perfect blend of music from across the globe.
Perdido, I look for my heart, it's perdido. I lost it way down in Torito.
Stir in world-class artists such as Sergio Mendes from Brazil, Django Reinhardt and Edith Piaf from France, Compay Segundo from Brazil, Leonard Kwan from Hawaii, plus Louis Armstrong, Dean Martin, Julie London, and Acker Bilk from the United States, to name just a few.
Só privilegiados têm ouvido igual ao seu.
Won't you stop and take a little time out with me? Just take five.
Get Cafe Culture today at MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 and pay only $21.98 for this 4-CD World Music Collection. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code CAFE77.
De noche, cuando la luna sale a pasear, y van los astros a enamorar.
Take the journey with MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556. Experience Cafe Culture 100 songs to enjoy with your coffee today. Use promo code CAFE77 to save on shipping. That's MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 now. Remember promo code CAFE77 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
It is very easy for our aging parents to become dehydrated, especially during the hot summer months. The most common signs and symptoms of dehydration include fatigue, muscle weakness, muscle cramps, headaches, dizziness, sunken eyes, nausea, forgetfulness, and confusion. Dehydration is a very serious condition. Seniors often have a reduced sense of thirst, and dehydration is one of the most frequent causes of hospitalization over the age of 65. Become proactive and make sure your loved one stays fully hydrated. If you suspect dehydration, get them to the doctor or hospital immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, or before the break I was talking about the King of Swing, one of the most famous big band leaders of all time. This fella's instrument of choice was the clarinet, and at 6 feet 5 inches tall, he towered over most of his contemporaries. His name? Benny Goodman. I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do it, but hey, visit us at the website, whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.